RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone!
Good morning!
Oh my gosh!
Kakanta rin ba tayo?
I know, what?
Reunited! Let's feel some good!
My gosh!
I feel like it's been forever!
After, like, the most, like, hiwa-hiwalay week we've ever had.
Crazy!
I think ever. Since we started working with each
other. Probably.
Diba? Na parang, like, dalawa, isa, isa, isa. Like, gets, like, for the longest time. Yes, it is a reunion of sorts.
My goodness, yes. But Marky will be joining us again tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All right. And we do have a top 10 for you today. Finally, we are back. And we are doing the top 10. Where are you? Okay, here you go. The top 10 courtesy of Odie1 Kenobi. Hashtag bad shot ka sa akin.
Okay.
You know, to be honest, I haven't heard the term bad shot
bad
in like
shot.
Forever. It's such a 70s, 80s term.
It's kind of like...
Bad shot meaning sira na yung reputation mo sa akin. Yung parang...
Wala na.
Yung parang...
Wala na.
Sira ka na sa akin.
Right.
Parang ganon. Parang ganon.
Okay.
Parang something like that. And so, for example, okay, in case hindi mo masyadong gets yung like, ano yung bad shot. For example, bad shot ka sa akin. Yung pumunta ka sa party kahit hindi ka invited, tapos, nagreklamo pa na hindi masarap ang food.
The nerve!
Hindi ka na nga invited. Nag-gate crash ka na nga.
Nakikain ka na nga eh.
Tapos, nang insulto ka pa ng pagkain ng may pagkain.
I mean, bad enough that you do that kung invited ka.
Exactly.
Pero kung hindi ka invited...
Like, don't do it, period. But if you do it, but you were invited, bad, but at least you were invited. And... But third, that's the worst.
The audacity.
Right? And another example, bad shot ka sa akin. Pag ikaw ang kasama ng anak ko, kung hindi uuwi ng lasing, susunduin namin sa barangay.
Oh!
You know, it's that B.I. Barkada.
Yeah.
Basta ikaw talaga yung kasama, for sure, hindi maganda yung ending nung labas.
Oh no!
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure every parent out Like one or two people come to mind immediately.
When you say that.
Sa mga friends ng anak nila. You know what I mean? Like meron na siyang pag ito ay papayagan ko to pag ito yung kasama. Nerd naman to or mabait naman to. And then there's that one friend na...
Trouble!
Na parang like... You know,
I'm thankful. Parang feeling ko sa friend group ko, wala.
Wala. Siguro wala. Sa core. Or even before. Like even like random... grade school, high school.
Yeah, I've always...
You tend to be like a naughty girl pag siya yung kasama mo.
Not really. Siguro if anything, ako pa yung naughty
ikaw yung
girl
ano, ikaw
who
yung...
turned them naughty.
Ikaw yung bad shot sa mga magulang.
But not really either. I mean, I think for the most part, parang magaling ako pumili ng friends.
Oh.
I would never pick friends who would like... lead me astray. So it would always
that's true
be
too. That's true.
You know, I would always pick friends similar to myself, and I'd like to think na kahit may naughty streak ako, I'm not the type who would, you know,
not to the point that gets you into trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah. For baby way. Kasi lang naman yung kaibigan ko na parang medyo hindi niya ako pinapayagan pag kunyari birthday party. si Gina. To be fair, Gina will take care of you.
But we know like, why.
Alam niya kasi, pag party ni Gina, inuman.
Inuman.
So it's like...
Yes. The drinks will flow all night.
Medyo, yun yung mga nasa ano namin, nasa... Nasa,
nasa bad shot list.
Kumbaga nasa all-star. yung mga days na talagang like... You know, go to sleep for maybe 12 hours. When you wake up, let's have a talk. You know,
my God.
Those kinds of nights.
Let's have a talk?
Those kinds of parties.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What do you remember?
Ganon.
What did you do last night?
What did you did?
What did you do?
What did you... What did you happen? What
oh,
did
no.
you happen? Yeah, ganon. Ganong level. Pagkay Gino. And, from, pero to be fair, ang tagal na nun. Like, that was
the last
peak.
One was like, yeah, la-
oh,
way
parang,
back.
Ang tagal na na, parang like.
But I feel like now, kasi, like, you
ay,
know.
Wala, na Diyos ko. Like,
even his lifestyle changed.
Super changed.
Yeah.
And, from, I mean, another example, bad shot ka sa akin. Pag, lahat ng kilala kong couples na nag-break, ikaw ang dahilan.
Oh.
Oh.
You're the common denominator.
Oh.
Homewrecker.
Yeah. Either you're the third party or you're, alam mo yung, what's the term for it? Yung you make things worse. Yung, like you're not part of the actual problem. But
sulsulero.
You, yun.
Yes.
Parang sulsulero, sulsulera ka. Parang, when people and couples are always fighting, you tend to whisper in their ear na, ay, papayag ka nun. Kung ako yan. Iiwan ko yan.
Oh my
Gets?
God.
You egg them on.
You
pero,
just make things worse.
But not to be together. But
yeah.
You egg them on to fight more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In short, para kang the saboteur.
You add fuel to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yung parang you never give them advice to make them get back together. Yung advice mo lagi, it's always like, ay, papayag ka, no? Ay, ko ako yan. Alam mo yan, yung laging ano siya, laging nega.
Bad.
And another example, bad shot ka sa akin. Nahuli na kitang stabbing me in the back. Kaya ngayon, kahit gaano ka pa kabait sa akin, alam ko for a fact, pagtalikod ko, iba ang sinasabi mo.
Oh my gosh, I would be
that's the worst.
So careful yeah. around someone na nalaman ko na may ganong history.
Yung proven na.
Proven na.
Yung parang super bestie mo pagkasama
yeah,
mo.
Yeah.
Tapos nalaman mo kung ano-ano sinasabi behind
talk
your back.
Talk smack about you when you're not around.
And then doesn't matter how wonderful they are when you see them again. I'm like, I'm on to you, girl.
Yep.
I know
actually,
you.
Actually, you know, not even to the point na yung parang nagtatalk shiz about you behind your back. For me, I would even be like careful of people who don't say anything when other people talk shiz about you
yeah.
and they're around. Like in their presence. If they allow something like that to yeah. happen without defending you, I'd be a little, okay, are you really my friend?
Unless.
Pero if nireport sa'yo.
Nireport sa'yo.
Yun.
Kasi
there.
Parang, I don't want to defend you kasi I want to hear what else they're going to say about you.
Yeah.
But if, I will tell you everything that I
if
heard.
If that were the case,
yeah.
then okay lang.
Kasi
pero,
parang spy eh.
Ang ayoko is yung malaman ko na ay pinag-usapan ako, nandun si friend.
Didn't tell you.
Didn't tell me.
Ay, oh, iba yun.
I found out from someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be careful. Parang, okay, yung, ay, di ata yun.
Ay, pero kasama
friend.
Si ano dun, ha?
Nakikitawa?
Nakikitawa.
No! Ala.
Kahit hindi siya yung nag...
Nag-initiate.
Initiate, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I would still take it against them.
True, true. And, one last bad shot ka sa akin. You never let me have my wins. I give you your roses, but when it's my turn under the spotlight, you have to overshadow me with something, quote, better.
They can't handle it. Yan yung mga narcissists.
Oh, yung parang, kahit mas marami ka naman, yung kunyari, out of 10 wins between the two of us, you have like 8. And go!
Give
like,
me 2!
Give me 2. Pag naman yung 2, like, stay quiet.
Celebrate me
and
too.
And celebrate me too.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, even if, yung 2 ko na nga, eh let's say talagang meron ka namang bala na you can better the 2 that I have.
Yeah.
Eh, alam mo, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lalo na kung alam mo naman na yung friend mo eh very supportive of you. The very few times na siya naman yung parang in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Eh, bigay mo naman na.
As simple as like when you have, you know how you have friends who are generally quieter than others?
Yes, yes.
Like when they're making kwento, please do not interrupt them. And worse, don't make it about you.
Yeah.
Just let them finish
and
their
then come
kwento.
Up with a funnier kwento or a more amazing kwento.
Yeah, after. Yeah. You can just, you know, let them. Kasi feeling ko, bihira na nga silang magsalita. The minute na nagsalita sila, i-interrupt mo pa. Parang,
sasapawan mo pa.
Ayaw na nila, uh-oh. Lalo. Uh-oh. Diba?
Parang, oh, sige, ikaw na.
Ikaw that na is ulit. So bad.
You're, yeah, so bad. Exactly. So, yeah, parang, you just give that to them.
You have to check yourself. Kasi gets ko din sometimes, there are people na they're not as animated when they tell their story. Yeah. Very soft-spoken. Medyo, maybe a little boring when they give you like their kwento. So, minsan gusto mong mag-inject ng humor into the story. But that's still taking away from what they're saying. Tsaka parang napuputol yung sinasabi nila. Mamaya, alam mo yun, hindi na matuloy the way na itutuloy nila dapat kung hindi ka umepal.
At saka na ano mo, parang mo siyang nila live edit.
Yes.
Yung parang...
Just let them talk. Let them speak.
Yeah, true. Okay, but there you go. So what are those things na yung parang kunyari all things being equal, yung biglang parang, ay, X na to sa akin. Mm. Oh, ano yung the things that people do na medyo, another term, another synonym of it, markado ka na.
Yep.
So, bad shot ka na sa akin.
Parang not necessarily markado F.O. eh.
Oo, totoo.
Oo, kasi you can stay friends with a person, pero quote-unquote friends.
Pero,
alam mo
pero
lang
may
na parang,
ano ka na, like, aga maayon.
Bad
yung
shot ka na. Yeah.
Totoo. So, there you go. That's what we're doing today. If you've got entries, just send it over to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag bad shot ka sa akin in all your posts.
And if you've got requests and shoutouts, you can send them via the text line 0961-1367-931. We're on Viber and Telegram. And of course, you can also send them via x@rx931. Welcome to the Morning Rush. Chico and Hazel with ya on the Monster. Monster, RX93.1. Let's do some early bird greets. Checking out the text line 0961-1367-931. We want to say good morning to Drew Fell and also saying hi to your beautiful wife, Tisha, your pretty daughters, Tia, Tori, and cool father-in-law, Papa Tang, from Silent Brusher, Drew Fell. Thank you for the birthday blend last week. My daughter, Tia, loved it. Hope to see you guys in person soon. Yes, hope to see you in person as well. Hello to the Jedi Master who wants to greet Arwin, Bri, Jen, Val, Calby, Mark, and Anna. Everybody from the D2 Run Crew and the UP Dreamers. Thank you for tuning in always. Jude is also locked in. Good morning to Alvi, Althea, and Ali. Bon Voyage says, welcome back, Chico.
Hello.
Hello to Keith Walter as well. Greetings from Dubai. Back to the office today after a week of work from home. Hope everything's okay now.
Grabe
where you
videos.
Are. I know, so scary. Hello to Tita Gurmi as well. Saying good morning to George and... George says, coding Monday, sana umabot before 7. Well, you still have about half an hour to go. Renz is also locked in. Back to Manila later. Good morning from Leyte.
Oh, wow.
Hello to Kenneth Kim. And Kenneth Kim's asking, oh, yes, we've seen it. Hello to Butter Baby as well. And good morning to Mitch. Thank you so much for your message. Hello to Jerome. And Jerome wants to greet his cousin, Andy Santos. A happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you, Andy. Thanks for keeping it locked. We'll do more shout-outs in just a little bit. But we've got the Monster News coming right up. And we're going to talk about... who else? Taylor Swift. In just a little bit. So watch out for that. But for now, listen to this. Somebody who was on the Morning Rush for a little bit last week while I was away.
Oh, yes.
Boy.
Yeah.
The Monster. Hello Good morning. Time for some monster news on The Morning Rush with me, Hazel Hottie. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department is off to a blockbuster start in the U.S. On its first day of release on April 19, the set sold 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales, according to initial reports to data tracking firm Illuminate. That marks Swift's biggest sales week ever for any album in the U.S. Now, the set's 31 songs available on its deluxe streaming and digital editions generated 243.4 million official on-demand audio streams in the U.S. on April 19, led by the album's first single, Fortnite, featuring Post Malone with 18.4 million streams. That's more than double the number of streams generated on the first day of Swift's last release, 1989 Taylor's version. Its 21 songs spurred 110 million streams on its opening day. In total, the album earned 1.6 million equivalent album units in the U.S. on its first day. The last album to exceed a million units in a week was Swift's own 1989 Taylor's version, when it tallied 1.65 million units in its first week late last week.
Wow.
Are we shocked?
Wow.
Not really. I mean, it's just Taylor Swift's world and we're all living in it. Right?
And with all the opinions about it, I think it's because of how big it is.
Speaking of, maybe we should talk about that. You know, not all listeners are loving a specific line from her new song, mm-hmm. I Hate It Here. In the track, of course, from the new album, Taylor sings about discontent and the way our recollections are distorted by nostalgia. In it, she says she wants to return to an era that ended more than a century before her career began. So the lyrics actually go like this. My friends used to play a game where we would pick a decade we wished we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists and getting married off for the highest bid.
Ooh.
So people were like, of all the eras, you'd pick that era.
Yeah.
When slavery was legal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Among others.
Among others, yeah.
Diba,
exactly.
Meron pa about Charlie Puth. Yung parang,
oh my gosh.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Yung parang like, parang why isn't he should be more popular. Is it something like that?
So yes, you know.
I don't know if I were Charlie, if I'd be like.
And of course, the Kim song.
The Kim song, yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
But K-I-M are all in bold or capitalized. So
yeah.
You know it's about Kim.
Ooh.
And the first part of that song, parang spray tan bully that my mom wishes were dead or something
oh
like that.
Oh my gosh. Ang nakita ko lang yung your kid will come home one day singing song
that only the two only of us know.
That's about you.
Parang ganon. Yeah. Uh-oh. I mean, sorry for butchering like the lyrics.
Something like that.
You
like
get
that.
The idea. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, when I saw the Kim song, I was like, really? We're still talking about Kim?
Yeah.
I mean, but then people were like, some fans were saying also, deserve.
Yeah, I guess it depends on which side of the fence you're
exactly
on.
When you think about it. So the thing is, everybody's talking about it. So everybody's been
exactly.
checking out the album.
Okay. Plus, it's the, you know, one main reason for it being the biggest release so far is also coming off of the Eras Tour.
Exactly.
Which is like, not just a concert, but like a cultural tsunami. So,
yes.
Because it was so big, you know, like the appetite
mm-hmm.
for new content,
yeah,
will be huge.
And even
this is very
people
much
who never got to watch the Eras Tour,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Kasi nga parang top of mind. Check.
Exactly.
So when you suddenly spring a new album in the middle of the tour, obviously people will be lapping it up.
Like, congratulations, crazy. Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
you did it again. So there you go. That's it for the Monster News this hour. Only on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Good morning to these people on X at RX 931. Crispy Tin is enjoying her drink. Hashtag TMR made me try this and it's so worth it. Thanks for the reco at Hazel Hottie. we're having the same thing today. Oh, okay. Of course, my usual order from that coffee shop.
Yes.
S.
Sige naman diyan. Alam ko sa'yo. Pinag-uusapan
natin.
Okay, fine.
Helmarito is also locked in. Genshin Impacto. Rich Kid says, good Monday morning to all the rushers. Hello to Melai. And we're also saying good morning to these texters from 0961-1367-931. Yontifian says, good morning, beautiful DJs. Congrats, Marky. We enjoyed Rent. Oh, they got to watch already.
Yes.
Naunahan niyo pa kami.
Oo nga eh.
But we'll be watching soon. And Yontifian is requesting for a birthday blend for her brother, Oni. It was his birthday yesterday. Okay, noted, Oni. Hello to Melai. Daryl says, Chico, if tanungin ka ng elevator attendant na allegedly may hawig na artista, sang floor po?
Ay, nako. Take me all the way down.
Okay. I know about this.
Right?
I saw this on X. I think somebody tagged us. Lapit lang.
You can take me to the top floor.
Ano ba talaga? Down or top? Top floor. Sige. So, send mo man niya.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That day.
Yung kasing movie niya about.
Okay.
Meron siyang movie na. Yun ang title.
Top or bottom?
Hindi. Elevator. I cannot with you.
Huwag
naman siya mag-move ng gano'n ng titan.
Malay ko.
Diyos ko.
Ano din natin masasabi?
Ano ba?
Why not?
Sige, magpo-produce ako. Ako yung producer.
Yun yung sequel.
Yun yung sequel. Oh my God.
Hello to Jerick. And Derek's asking, what are your thoughts on the results of the grand finale of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16?
I'm living.
Congratulations to our Asian winner.
I know, right?
Finally, after Raja.
Yeah.
Another Asian winner.
It's been a while.
I mean, from 3 to 16?
Yeah.
Been a long time, so... what can I say? I was rooting for Safira, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But like I said, I would have been okay if Plain Jane took it. I'm okay that Nymphia took it as well.
We did say that this was one of those rare finales where... Ako, I've said it many times. I would have been happy with anyone.
Yeah.
Like, even if, let's say, ako kasi, personal favorite, not based on performance, personal favorite, was Nymphia. I mean, you know this, mm-hmm. from the start, right? Mm-hmm. From, ano palang, Meet the Queens palang, I was like, this one is my favorite. Because she's just adorable. But, you know, like I said, this was one of those years, one of those rare years. Literally, kahit sino yung manalo, I will be happy and not happy kasi nga gusto ko silang lahat.
Yeah.
So I will be happy for whoever won, but a little unhappy for who will not win.
Yep.
Yeah. I love them all. I mean, all three of them.
Let's just say I'm happy for Nymphia, of course, for the Asian representation as well. But at the same time, the happiness doesn't equal how happy I was last season because I truly was Team Sasha. Like, you all know she's one of my ultimates.
Kasi so, yung mga clear... sobrang clear winner. Ito kasi talaga, as the show progressed, alam mo yung palit ka ng palit na parang, magaling eh.
They dominated the season.
Like anything.
The three of them sobrang basically
halos
shared
pantay sila.
Exactly. Yeah. Most of the wins. Si Plasma nga nakaswerte pa with a couple of her wins.
Right.
And what an amazing season, I just have to say.
This is a great season.
Morphine, that's one of my faves.
Yep.
Absolutely. Just like everything about her. I love Morphine. Like her personality, her mug, and my gosh, her lip syncing. I am a fan. I'm a Morphine stan.
I cannot wait to see more of Mirage. I'm a big
And Mirage
fan.
Too, yes.
Huge
love Mirage,
fan.
Yes.
Huge, huge fan.
She's coming to Manila.
Oh, no.
Jujubee is also coming to Manila.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wala ba silang 2 p.m. show?
Magkahiwala yung kay Mirage. And it's not a 2 p.m. show.
I would watch it's a 2 p.m. show.
I can't with a 2 p.m. drag brunch, sana, diba? Pero no.
Drag merienda.
Anyway, hello to Elmer Velasco and good morning to April. Silent pusher since 2009 college days, and today I'm 33. Can you greet me a happy birthday?
I'll be
listening to you on the podcast. My name is April Custodio. So let's do a birthday blend for both April and Oni.
Birthday song. Bless you, Mark.
Walang blend, pero walang blend. We'll sing.
Birthday song. We'll sing. We'll sing a happy birthday.
Okay.
Okay. Ako muna, no? Pag dalawa lang tayo.
Go. Tama whatever. So yung naging.
Hindi. Ikaw una.
Sige. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear April and Ani.
Happy birthday to you.
Kasi may dapat try ng blend, pero sige, pwede na. Pero gumip up halfway.
Yung, ikaw yung may names eh. Okay.
That's true. Okay. But happy birthday, April and Ani.
Happy birthday. One last pahabol, FU. I was shocked. Because I follow a lot of like Billboard charts accounts. And there was this one entry that Mirage's song.
Yeah.
Is like.
The one that she lip synced to during the talent show.
Is like.
Millions.
Is charting.
Yeah. Even immediately after the talent show episode.
Like not just within the Drag Race world.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
As Billboard charts.
Yes.
She is killing it.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. You may bish?
Yeah.
Sa title?
Because after nga the iconic talent show performance, everybody was like, my gosh.
And it's love literally Mirage. Charting right now.
And we really
amazing.
Thought she would go far.
That was amazing.
Diba?
That's amazing.
After the talent show.
For somebody who didn't make it far,
mm-hmm.
and then her song is like in the charts.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm okay. Just happy for her that she was able to redeem herself during the lip sync Lollapalooza.
And remember, this is the song that I was telling you that gusto kong sumulat sa World of Wonders.
Which
to suggest.
One?
This time I know it's for real.
Oh yeah, you did say
remember,
that.
Remember years ago, like
yes.
Makasama tayo, like why haven't
my
they
gosh,
used this
and
song?
Ang perfect ng nag-lip sync dun sa song.
Mirage.
And Morphine.
And this Donna Summer song. I've always loved this from way back. Tapos parang na off the radar ko siya. Tapos one time came across it, listened to it again, and I was like this would be an amazing lip sync song. And I'm shocked that they have never thought of including it.
Uh-huh.
Until
the
Lollapalooza. Remember,
I
was telling you, I gusto ko siya.
That was one of the best songs that episode. Pero may mga questionable choices din sila.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why pick that Janet Jackson song out of all the Janet Jackson songs?
I don't even
you could
know
have chosen.
Song. I've never heard of that
I
song.
Mean, I'm familiar with the song, but not one of my favorites for
yeah.
sure. But the finale song also... Padam, padam.
Oh, that was classic.
Diba?
That was a good choice.
I know.
But here we go. Top 10, courtesy of OD1 Kenobi. Thank you, OD. Hashtag bad shot ka sa akin. Let's start off with Maxim the Winter.
Number 10.
Bad shot ka sa akin. Kapag sumakay ka ng kotse, nakakayosi mo pala.
Kasi mag-aamoyosi talaga.
You bring
it in. The whole car. And it's gonna stay.
Even if you stopped smoking, you weren't smoking when you entered the car. Dinadala mo yung scent.
Amoyosi.
And I think a lot of smokers don't realize na amoy siya ng mga non-smokers.
Especially because kumakapit kasi siya
sa clothes, sa buhok,
hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you don't realize it.
But other people
but
can smell you.
But ang lakas na pala ng smell mo, ng smoke smell.
I feel like I have become hypersensitive to that smell.
Yeah.
Since I stopped smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I smell sa elevator, sa hallway,
totoo
anywhere.
Yan.
Like I can smell pag may sumakay na. Obviously, hindi naman sila mag-yossi sa
exactly.
elevator. But you can tell na amoyosi.
Diba?
Yeah.
And from Jan to Awesome.
Number 9.
Bad shot ka sa akin pag kasi lagi mo kong vino-volunteer kay boss sa mga additional tasks sa office. Alam mo, this is such a no-brainer, but believe it or not, it has probably happened to me a couple of times.
How?
I was so pissed. Hindi, alam mo yung ano? Alam mo yung...
Ay, si Chico! Magaling dyan!
Yun! Oh, I hate that so much. And it's happened a couple of times. And I'm really like, alam mo yung literally mouth open na, excuse me? You know what I mean? Like, tapos feeling ko pa, alam mo, to be honest, I don't even remember anymore who did it. Mm. But I remember that it was done to me. Yung feeling ko yung para meron ng taya.
So, hindi na hindi sila yung ma-assign.
So, inanana, oh yeah, si Chico, ganyan, ganyan. Oh my gosh. I just remember being so angry. And I'm like, why would you volunteer me, you bitch? Like, kaya nga tinawag na volunteer, dapat manggaling dun sa tao na gustong mag-volunteer. Hindi na volunteer tawag dun. Actually, this is such an inaccurate term, no? Yung vinolunteer niya ako. How can you volunteer somebody else?
It's supposed to be you.
That's the whole point of volunteering. Exactly.
Ivo-volunteer kita na mag-minutes sa next meeting.
Oh, yun. Parang in-assign mo ako. Hindi mo ako vinolunteer.
Hindi kita vinolunteer.
We should stop saying vinolunteer ka niya.
Yes.
Ano nangyari yun? Unless it's something nice.
Vinolunteer kita,
like,
for
like,
example.
Kailangan namin magpadala ng, kunyari, ako kinausap ng boss. Tapos, kailangan natin magpadala ng jock sa DragCon UK. Sinong papadala natin? Pag vinolunteer kita,
oh, thank you.
Then that's because I know that you really want to do it, and had you been there,
yes,
you for sure would have volunteered. But if it's a task that nobody wants to do,
then it's not
good. It's not called vinolunteer mo siya. Tawag doon.
Nilaglag mo siya.
Inano mo siya. Sinet up mo siya.
Basically.
And from Nudes Antonio.
Number 8.
Bad shot ka sa akin. Nag-leave ka. Kasi sabi mo, may sakit ka. Tapos, ako yung nag-cover sa work mo. Yun pala, may gala ka lang. Okay,
yeah.
On paper, we don't condone sinungaling leave. But if I were the one, if it's the kind of job na parang sa atin, yung parang somebody has to take over your job. It's not like, for example, if you do office work. Pag nagsinungaling leave ka, ang apektado rin, ikaw. Kasi magbabacklog ka, di ba? But there are certain, kunyari, mga shifts, like hospital shifts.
Yeah, someone has to take over.
Somebody has to take over when you're gone. So merong ma-istorbo na co-worker. If this were the case, na magsisungaling leave ka, I would appreciate if you let me in on it.
That's true, because at least
I'll pay you back. Ikaw naman ang magsisinungaling leave. Yeah. Ako naman magko-cover. Gets? Not that we can
condone
it.
In our case kasi, it's not sinungaling leave. It's more of a swap.
More of a swap.
That's what happens,
yeah. Right? Pero gets, like yung kunyari pag ganun, at the very least, the person affected, kasi the company technically is not affected because meron namang magte-take over ng job. But the person who takes over, na-doble yung work niya.
Yeah.
Diba? So, I would appreciate it.
Like, just give them a heads up.
Give them a heads up. Hindi yung makikita ko rin na, ito, lokong to. Nasa
kala
beach naman pala.
May sakit. Oo, kaya diba? Ako nag-take over.
And coming from designer dad.
Number 7.
During meetings, hindi mo man lang sinabi na, big part ng success ng project mo, dahil sa suggestion ko. You know, even if, let's say, kunyari, I suggested it. And then you did it. Even if I had nothing to do with the implementation or the execution, I feel like, but you wouldn't have gotten the idea had I not suggested it in the first place.
It's so easy to just say, you know, I got the idea when Chico said this. Kahit ganun lang.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, it's not like you're giving them full credit. Kasi maybe you came up with 95%
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
But the 5% that, you know, you got from someone else, you might as well just credit the other person.
Exactly. At saka yung hindi mo naman kailangan sabihin na I share this award with Hazel, whose idea it was. Just a shout out.
Exactly.
So that they know that...
That person will appreciate it
exactly.
for sure.
Diba? And coming from... Let me see here. Jay Pilosopo.
Number 6.
Rinig na rinig ko yung chismis ng kapitbahay tungkol sa akin while I was walking the dog. Not true, by the way. I mean, the rumor. Then suddenly, they stopped gossiping to greet me with the fakest smiles you will ever see.
Oh, no!
You caught in the act. Like, not just talking about you na na you suspect they were talking about you. Like literally, you heard them talking about you.
Oof, bad shot.
I know,
for
right?
sure.
At saka ano yan, yung the entire group, tatandaan ko na yan.
Oh, definitely.
Lahat ng nandun.
Yeah.
And from Butter Baby.
Number 5.
Bad shot ka na sa akin. Bad shot ka sa akin. Yung sobra kang entitled. Nagbibigay naman ako ng favors, willingly. At nangungunsinte, willingly. Pero, wala ko sinasabing pwede mo kong utos-utusan.
There you go.
You know, this is such a thin line sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know how like there are very service-oriented friends?
Yes.
Yung they're very willing to do things for you.
To go the extra mile.
Na parang most other friends would probably like, ba't ko kagawin yan?
Yeah.
Ikaw ang mag-ano. Igets? Yung parang, kunyari, you're in somebody's house, you ate, tapos parang there's always this friend na, ako na mag-wash ng dishes, no problem. And then you get used to it.
You get used to it. And then it becomes a problem kasi you always just assume
yes.
na they're willing to do stuff for you.
Sometimes even worse, you don't just assume, you start barking out orders.
Oh, that's horrible.
As if it were expected.
You know, you have to check yourself sometimes talaga.
Makakalimutan mo eh. Sometimes it's not because you're a bad person. Minsan yeah. talaga, it's a matter of just getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you should never forget that it's still a favor?
I do know, you know, I have some friends who are like that. Yung parang I know that if I need something, I can count on them to like do stuff for me. Because like you said, feeling ko siguro love language na
exactly.
acts of service. Mm-hmm. But I also make it a point to let them know how grateful
yes.
I am
kasi minsan
for the stuff
naman
they did.
Yun.
Or I do something nice for them in return.
In return.
Like kunyari, hingi ako ng favor kay A. Alam mo yun, parang I'll do something nice for A. So after gawin yung favor, I'll invite A to like lunch or something
right.
and I'll pay for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I will try to give back kung ano mang service yung nakuha ko from friend A. Hindi siya parang...
Even if hindi sila equal,
hindi
ha?
Hindi sila equal
yeah,
necessarily.
Yeah,
I get it. I think it's just the gesture.
The gesture,
na
yeah.
Na parang, you know, just to show my appreciation, I will, you know, do something nice for you.
And for me, pag yung kunyari voluntarily, they would do this, they would do X for me all the time. If let's say, biglang dumating yung point na I need them to do it for me, not because they wanted to do it for me, I would make it a point that when I ask, even if they've done it to me multiple times, ha, I would still say, but please, only if pwede talaga. Like, don't force yourself just because you've done it for me many times before, not because I know that you will do it for me.
If it's not an inconvenience,
kung hassle,
to you,
please feel free to say no.
Yes.
Let me just ask you because you're the person na pwede kong tanungin.
Yep.
Yeah. Like I will hammer the point. Na
yeah.
Feel free to say
to
no. I will not take it against you if you say no. But I just need to know if you could, and then whatever it is.
O parang tayo, di ba? Yung mga inaano natin, sinesend natin to Butter Baby na mga inquiry kung paano magpadala ng fun.
Oh, exactly.
Diba? Binovolunteer natin as
hindi,
our manager.
Not counted yun. Kasi alam naman natin na it brings joy to Butter Baby. It brings so much joy, you know, kay Butter Baby.
Tsaka alam mo yun, diba? We also do something nice for Butter Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
O kaya, Butter Baby, kung gusto mo ng full body massage, nandiyan naman si Hazel.
Full body massage?
With her tiny, tiny hands.
More like siguro tickets.
Walang ka-power-power.
Baka mas gusto niya na lang na ano, like free tickets or something like that. Mm-mm. Kaysa sa massage for my little hands.
Kasi pag si Marky naman, baka naman madurog ka.
Oh my God.
Napaka,
sa sobrang heavy ng massage niya.
Oo. And from Juice Blank.
Number 4.
Ito ikaw pala yung juice stripe. Kasi ako yung mahina. Si Marky naman too strong. E di po kung Goldilocks si Butter Baby, ikaw yung just right.
Ako yung Mama
yung
Bear? Tama ba si Mama Bear ba yung just right? O si Baby
Hindi.
Bear?
Hindi. Si Baby Bear yung natulog dun sa bed nung... Ay, si Goldilocks
si
na yung natulog sa bed.
Kasi di ba laging, it's too
Hindi.
Hot, it's too cold.
Yung kay Papa Bear... Kasi masyado, oo.
Laging kay Mama Bear siya.
Hindi, yung kay Baby Bear yung inagaw niya. Hindi yung kay Mama Bear. Di ba kay Baby Bear?
Di ba laging yung gitna yung pinipili niya? Di ba parang like, kunyari yung upuan, di ba pagpasok niya, oh, this one is too hard. Oh, this one is too soft. Oh, this one is just right. Tapos yung porridge, this one is too hot. This one is too cold. Oh, this is just right. Di ba yung laging nasa gitna?
How can I be confused? This is literally one of my favorite childhood stories.
Hindi ba yung gitna lagi? Pero yung bed nga yata, parang yung baby.
Kay Baby Bear yung ninenok niya.
Nenok? Grabe, tinulugan lang. Nenok na. Hindi naman niya ninakaw.
Hindi. Pero still.
How come I remember it laging gitna?
Okay. So, oo nga, kasi hindi lang
hindi
naman one
gitna?
One thing yun.
Parang iba-iba yun. Alam ko parang
iba-iba
tatlo,
yun.
Apat, lima. Before they got to the bed.
They had each bowl for their porridge, a little bowl for the little wee bear, a middle-sized bowl for the middle-sized. Walang papa mama dun sa original tale.
Dun sa original. Pero what did she choose?
Well, of course the...
Laging the littlest. O hindi. Kasi yung alam mo, yung the one that I grew up with, the version ha, that I read.
Ako mama, papa, baby.
Ako din, mama, papa, baby. Tapos laging gitna yung pinipili ni Goldilocks. Yung version ko ha. Except for the bed nga yata. Kasi alam ko yung baby bear nagsabi
yung kay
na,
little bear talaga. So baby bear talaga yung gusto niya. No, even with the porridge. Ay. Oo. Parang madalas niyang agawan. Puro si baby bear. Kasi nga parang she's a baby herself when you think about it. You know? Laging si baby bear. Sabi naman ni Tino, it's laging gitna.
Ah, we should trust Tino kasi he's a bear.
That's Papa Bear.
We should trust the bear in the group.
Hindi, sabi ni Butter Baby, oo, kay Baby Bear yung laging sax.
Laging
sax. Oo, kasi nga yung, siya nga yung parang,
ah, okay, okay. Kasi ang iniisip ko, ang spectrum, papa, mama, baby, pero pwede nga ang too hot
kay
papa, too cold kay
mama,
ang just right kay baby.
Kay baby. Laging yung kay baby.
Oh, there you go. Consistent yun.
Yes.
Then pwede.
Ayan din, sabi ni Hody HK Baby Bear yun. Oh, alam din ito yung mga...
Yun o. No?
Ano?
Saka nakahanap ng radio show na 5 minutes dissecting
Goldilocks and the three bears. Uy, favorite ko talaga yun. Sobra, sobra.
Ako? Ano? Like, I don't know if it's my favorite, but the one na talagang sobrang close to my heart. The Three Billy Goats Gruff.
I don't even think I know that.
Yung tatlong goats, yung parang ganun din. Parang papa goat, mama goat, baby goat.
I'm not familiar. I don't think.
Tapos yung may troll under the bridge.
I don't remember.
Yung tuwing ano, tuwing magkocross sila ng bridge to get to the juicier, greener grass. Biglang lalabas yung troll to scare them.
I don't think I had that book.
Parang tinra, parang, tapos yung ano like, parang clip-clop, or tip-tap, yung baby. Tapos, lalabas yung trolls, magagalit siya. Tapos yung mama goat naman, parang mas malakas na, parang clip-clop, lalabas yung troll. Tapos finally, nung ano na, yung si Borta goat, parang...
Si Borta goat.
Ano siya? Yun, yung tip-tap, bam-bam-bam, yung stomped on the bridge. Uh-huh. Tapos paglabas nung troll, sinuwag niya, and parang tumilapon and getting rid of the troll, you know, for good.
Okay.
And then, you know, they could eat the grass. Napaka-simple nung tale, pero for some reason, yung the whole tip-tap, I was fascinated as a kid.
Okay, see, Butter Baby, you had her at Borta Goat. Hindi sa clip-clapper.
Hindi, kasi pag nakita mo yung drawing, tapos si Baby Goat, para siyang white with a little black stripe dun sa back. Si Mama Goat was red or orange with a white stripe. Si Papa Goat was black. All black with a white stripe. Yung opposite ni Baby. Tapos parang ang laki-laki niya and ang strong-strong niya. Wala lang. Parang like it really resonated with me.
So for you, yan yung Goldilocks mo? Kasi
yung parang
Goldilocks
ko. Oo, the Three Billy Goats Gruff. Alam ko it's not popular kasi growing up, after that book, yung Ladybug books.
Yeah,
alam mo yun?
Yung
mga sikat na sikat before yun. After that, parang hindi ko na siya na-encounter anywhere else.
Maybe that's why I have never
seen another book in any bookstore na version
with that story.
Ng book na yun.
Kasi up to now, you can find pa Goldilocks na
oh, those books, are the classics, diba?
I even bought like one of those interactive books na parang you can download an app and then like the characters come to life when you scan the book with your phone.
Tinako ko mag... Ayan naman pala. Ano naman siya?
Meron.
I mean, lumalabas naman siya sa ano? The three Billy Goats Gruff. I don't know bakit Gruff.
Sabi ni Butterbaby, gusto ko din yung Billy Goats Gruff tapos biglang lumabas yung troll sa gift gate.
Bakit gift gate?
I don't know. Bridge?
Anong gift gate? Patagi San Rio.
I have no idea.
Di ba sa gate? Di ba bridge yun?
Sabi naman ni Mar, so si Marky, si Papa Bear, si Hazel, si Mama Bear, si Chico, si Baby Bear. No!
I'm Goldilocks.
Ako si Goldilocks! Excuse me. Not in my fantasy.
Ako si Goldilocks.
Ako kaya si Goldilocks. Kasi ikaw si Baby Bear. Kasi ikaw yung inaagawan ko.
Ay, sige. Baby Bear. Ako si Baby Bear.
Speaking of...
Apparently, it is quite popular. But kasi walang books.
Ako hindi ako familiar, I have to say. What do you call this? So, yun yung mga ano natin, favorite like childhood books. What about childhood, like yung song? Ano yung favorite mo na may sentimental like aspect? Or your sentimental favorite? Kasi for me, I think it's always going to be Tong Tong Pakitong Kitong. Like favorite ko yun.
Really?
Mm-mm. That's why when I got my little charm bracelet in Boracay, meron akong crab dun sa bracelet. May crab na charm.
Ako weird yung mga gusto ko.
Like one. Pick one.
Hot Satsong.
Huh?
Hot Satsong set on the railroad and the brawler sue it. Hot Satsong set on the railroad and the brawler sue it. And the brawler is a Spanish girl. A railroad is a stream. A brawler is a boy and girl. A hot tub is their thing. Hot tub songs set on the railroad.
Did you invent this? What? I have never heard of that song before.
Merzy dotsy 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 little lancy didy at the idly divey do.
Who are you listening to as a child?
Merzy dotsy 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 little lancy diddy at the idly divey do with you. If the world sounds queer and funny to your ears.
Now it makes sense. I get it.
No. If the word sounds clear and funny to your ear, a little bit jumble and jivey. Think there's eats oats and goats eats oats and little auntie Ivy.
Sabi ni Coco, that's not at all recognizable. Yung song pa ni Chico, uso nung wala pang TV at radyo.
Alam mo, I wouldn't be surprised. No, but it's... Those are my favorite.
I don't know them at all.
Ay, tsaka ano, ito, sigurado kilala nyo. Yung, hush little baby, don't you cry.
Ano naman yan? Lullaby. Rockabye baby. Ay.
Hindi, rockabye baby. Hindi, iba pala yung rockabye
baby. No, but I know that one.
Ayan.
Yeah. That's not...
If the butterfly flies away,
do you think it's gonna get me a level ng tong 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 pakitong kitong?
Children's song eh.
Pero parang hindi siya kasing, I don't know. It just sounds weird.
Tsaka, ang hili ko dun sa mga, parang walang sense yung
kanta. Oh, kapansin mo rin.
Merzy doti 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 little auntie-daddy, little hot sat song.
Sabi ni Maxim, kayo na lang ata ni JP, inakakalam nun Chico. Lahat kami, parang ano yun?
Ay, tsaka high hopes. High hopes.
Kala ko, high hopes. High hopes.
Yung just what makes that little old ant think he built that rubber tree plant. Anyone knows that ants can't move a rubber tree plant cause he's got high hopes. He's got
high hopes. High hopes. Wala kaming alam dyan sa makinakanta mo.
Hindi mo alam yung makakanta mo.
Wala talaga.
Nakakainis naman kayo.
Alam mo naman yung tong-tong. Sige nga, katihin mo yung tong-tong.
Tong-tong-tong-tong, pakitong-kitong, alimango sa dagat, nanganganga.
Ay, di wala. Malaki at masarap. Tignan mo, di ba rin alam yung song ko?
Sama nga.
Mahirap. Walang fisherman.
Hulihin with a net.
Ma, mahirap, mahuli, sapagkat nangangagat. Tong, 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 pakitong, kitong. Bakit di mo alam yung tong, tong?
Pag hinuli sa SG, gagawing chili garlic. At super sarap.
Ginawang chili crab. Oh my God. Speaking of charms, gusto mo yung sinend ko sa yung photo nung charm.
Ay, nako!
The first charm that I added to my bracelet.
Mm.
Tell them.
Whale.
Baby whale.
Whale lang.
Baby whale. Kita mo kung gano'n siya ka-tiny. Mas malaki pa yung crab kaysa dun sa baby whale na charm.
Oo. Oh,
oh. So cute. I was like, oh, let me get this. And immediately, send a photo to Chico.
Tina mo, Chico. Talaga meron. Tina mo, Chico. Picture ng whale na charm.
Oh, cute. Nito. Super cute. Yes.
Eh, alin?
Ha? Huh? You charm.
And from, hindi, pinress mo na ba yung four?
Uh-oh.
Juice blank. True story, hiniram ng office mate ko yung book ko. Tapos pagbalik sa akin, pilas na yung ibang pages.
Oh no.
Bob Ongs, bakit baligtad magbasa ng libro ang mga Pilipino? You know, this brings me back. Because remember when, you know, when we were much younger, di ba, usong-usong yung mga comic books, right? So obviously, people would borrow, kunyari meron ko yung the latest X-Men comic book or whatever. Oh, that was my pet peeve. Like, I did not have
Kaya
a problem.
Naman yung pilas.
I never had a problem with lending.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, di ba? If you want to read, fine. But
just
please take care of it.
Return it with like, just return it the same way.
Like literally, because I was so OC with my comic books. I super hated it when, alam mo yung mga, pag ang magbasa, kung magbasa sila ng comic book, yung ifa-fold nila the other way around,
yeah,
para they can read it like,
yes.
Oh, that was my book. Oh my
kasi
gosh,
yung,
I can't.
Yung pinaka-spine yung spine would like, wrinkle.
It would go all,
and sometimes, if it's so bad, mapipilas without
matatanggal
them even
sa staple.
Trying. Oo.
Diba kasi yung comic book,
yes, exactly.
Dati naka-staple pa yun. So, yeah, I mean like, it really upset me. You know, when they would return it not in the same condition that
I
lent it.
Oh my gosh. Juice Blank just sent us a photo of the book. Yung kanya talaga, literal na punit.
Punit talaga.
Pinunit talaga.
Yeah.
That is horrible. Why would that you do horrible. That if you just borrowed the book?
Oh, for sure. Pag ganon, I would be like, I would
never
not lend
again.
You again. Never
or,
again.
Singilin mo. Pagbayarin mo kasi the book isn't like, it's not
That's
okay
true.
Na, kulang na yung page.
That is true.
I remember before, kasi uso rin yung hiraman ng books. Like, you know, syempre may book na, for example, nung uso yung Sweet Valley in grade school. Syempre parang may mga certain Sweet Valley books na wala ako, meron yung classmate ko. Meron ako, wala yung classmate ko. So we would exchange sometimes. Na usong-uso yung parang when you write your name dun sa book, nakalagay, Hazel, parang property of Hazel May Aguilon. Tapos ilalim, please handle with care. So yeah. I think most of my books may ganun.
I should have. At saka, you know me, I have a terrible, even as a child, I had horrible memory when it comes to like, who borrowed what.
Ay, mahirap yan.
And, you know, I, through my entire life, I would always be like,
nakanina.
Diba meron akong ganito?
Tapos wala na.
Nasaan na siya? And for all I know, siguro ang dami-dami kong gamit with other people.
Yeah.
And for me, kasi yun eh. Parang like, if you borrowed something from me, parang magkusa ka na to return it.
Please have the decency to just give it back.
And sometimes I have a feeling people before would borrow knowing that hindi ko yun hihingin sa kanila because I will forget about
it. So parang basically hiningi na sa'yo.
Parang basically hiningi na nila.
Oh, that's bad.
Diba, even with, diba, when it comes to like mga utang-utang, like
yeah.
Madalas pag hindi mo pinaalala sa akin na, kunya nagbayad ka na lang bigla and I'm like, oh, you owed me money because I lose track.
Right.
So my gosh, gamit ko before. Forever. Feeling ko bungi-bungi na yung mga gamit ko because of all the people who borrow.
Ang ganda ng suggestion ni Butter Baby. Grabe. Hazel, try mo hiramin si Baby Baby. Best suggestion ever.
Para mo na ring hiniram the air that I breathe. From my very lungs. from my very lungs.
Pagka yun ata, hindi makakalimutan.
Hindi ko
makakalimutan.
Oo. Mapapakanta ako ng hindi kita.
Oh my God! Wag naman yun!
Hindi, like for today.
Hindi malilimutan.
Oo. And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number three.
Bad shot ka sa akin. Ikaw na nga ang pinaka-underperforming sa team. Ikaw pa ang pinakamaraming complaints about the company.
You know, sometimes, ganyan talaga. Kung sino pa yung walang ambag.
Sila yung maraming reklamo.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
That's true. I've seen it.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number two.
Bad shot ka sa akin when the OJT assigned to me guessed my age and said 30, but I was only 25 at the time.
No.
I gave him a cinco. And I still haven't accepted his friend request.
Oh
this
my
day.
God, so petty.
Tell me you're petty without telling me you're petty. Kasi tinandaan niya na limang taon.
Oh, by the way, since medyo marami tayong incoming student jocks, in case any of you might be listening right now, Chico is 36.
Yes.
So pag nagpa-guess my age siya, always go below 36.
36. Mm-mm. And when you see me, don't say hello po. You know, say like, what's up, chicks? Yeah, ganon.
What's up, bro? Ganon.
My gosh, my sister sent me the...
What?
The record that kung saan galing lahat ng mga kinakanta.
Mga pinagkakanta mo.
Oo, may isa pa pala. Yung Alouette, Jantala, Alouette.
German, ano ba to? Combination?
Jante Flumare. Jante Flumare Latte.
French?
Jante Flumare Latte. 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 Oh!
What the heck?
Alouette, Jantala, Alouette.
Ay!
Bakit siya?
Alam mo, bata ka pa lang ha. Mga pinapakinggan mo.
Alawet. Hindi lawet. Alawette. Alawette. Siyang talalawette.
Oh, asan nga galing?
Anong sa... Hindi, it's a record.
It's a record?
Entitled Kids Sing the Darnest Things. And yes, that was the title of the record.
Okay.
And I would play it over and over again.
Damn.
Kasi that, ano yun eh, nakasegue yun, mash up.
Oh.
Diba? Alawetta, janta lalawetta, alawetta, janta flumakay, janta flumakay latte, janta flumakay latte, elate, elate. Oh, frere Jacques, frere Jacques, dormez-vous.
Oh my God,
Sana le matina, sana le matina.
So dyan pala nanggagaling yung ano mo. Yung mga pag-imbento mo ng songs. Matagal na pala yan na ano. Talagang ingrained.
Pero ito, ano naman. May ibig sabihin naman yung words. French siya eh. French.
Oh.
Siguro when I grew up in Tacay.
I can't.
Alam mo naman, doon naman ako pinanganak.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sayang di mo na meet yung inaanak ko. And like,
I know, right? You could have conversed.
Okay. Sure.
I know, right?
Next time, I'll ask them to visit.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Ganto na lang. Ganto. Adieu.
Elle s'appelle Sabine Dupuis. J'habite à Manille.
Or kantahan mo. Baka naman alam nila yan.
For sure. Yung Alouette.
Alouette.
Yung Alouette is a bird.
Oh, okay.
It's a kind of bird. Ah, kaya Alouette.
Si bird. Perfect.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Bad shot ka sa akin comes from Tampupu.
Tampupu says,
super bait mo sa akin at wala kang ginagawang mali towards me. Pero meron kang picture with my crush na nakaakbay siya sa'yo. Kaya bad shot doesn't even cover.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
Like you don't even know the context of why they had a photo
and
together.
The person
why...
probably doesn't even know na may crush ka dun sa kapicture niya.
Exactly. Pero because still, you're obsessed.
I would be the type.
Yeah.
And be like, eh, bad shot ka sa
Exactly. Pero gets yung
yes.
Wala siyang kamuang-muang.
I don't care.
Hindi mo na siya kinakausap.
Mm-hmm. Oh ganon, my gosh.
Ganon.
That could have been my entry.
Ang petty. And there you go. The top 10 bad shot ka sa akin. If you want to join us, go ahead. Send it to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag bad shot ka sa akin in all your posts.
But for now, more music only here on Summer's Hottest Monster RX93.1. Good morning, Summer's Hottest Monster RX93.1. And now it's time for more Monster news for you guys. We're talking about David Beckham this time. David Beckham's DB Ventures company filed a lawsuit against F45 Training, which Mark Wahlberg partially owns. Beckham claimed in the court documents obtained by TMZ that F45 duped him into signing an endorsement deal. The soccer star's company first filed the complaint in May 2023. Beckham had initially agreed to serve as F45's global ambassador in August 2021 when he moved to LA. While living in LA, Beckham bonded with Wahlberg, they both don't live in California anymore, by the way. Per the legal documents, Beckham claimed that he never received the $10 million he was offered in contract negotiations. He was allegedly promised stocks as compensation, which were never delivered after share prices seemingly plummeted. Wahlberg's lawyers, meanwhile, denied the claims, calling the fraudulent conduct accusations baseless in a motion to dismiss.
Ooh, okay.
Juicy.
This will be messy. I thought you were going to talk about the Spice Girls video.
And I was going to segue to that.
Yeah.
Speaking of David Beckham.
On a better, happier note.
Yes, the Spice Girls reunited for Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party.
I know.
Have you seen the video?
Yes. Oh, adorable.
Oh my gosh. They all performed Stop in what looked like an epic karaoke moment.
Yes.
So, so cute.
Ang cute. It was hindi naman siya official performance.
My gosh. And Victoria wrote in the caption, "Best night ever. Happy birthday to me. I love you all so much."
And I love that everyone was there.
And David Beckham appears to have been the one to catch the impromptu sing-along and showed himself in the video expressing excitement about the iconic reunion.
Kasi diba, like, minsan may isang kulang.
Kompleto sila.
I love that they were complete when it happened. And
so cute.
Although there was this one, I forgot which song. Wala na si Mel C. Mel B. Parang it's the other, yung apat na lang sila. And they were still singing along.
Maybe she left early.
Maybe she left early or maybe she was in the bathroom.
Maybe,
or, you know,
maybe.
Yung Stop, yun yung complete sila.
Yes.
All five of them were there.
Oh,
they were so adorable.
I know. If you're a Spice Girls fan, I'm sure you were living.
I know.
But yeah, there you go. That's the Monster News for you next hour. Watch out for the Hollywood Weekend box office for the next Monster News. But for now, more music here on The Morning Rush with Chico and Hazel. Only here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Checking out X once again. We want to say good morning to Nick Cool, who says, pa-experience naman ang isang blending ng birthday greet dyan.
Well, birthday song.
Birthday song is more like it, Nick. Hello to Ina. And so happy ngayon ko kayo napakinggan. Been busy with mom life since January. Welcome back. Hello, Ina. Hi to Danielle, who says, the Goldilocks discussion reminds me of this YouTube short about its original story. Spoiler alert, there is no child nor family involved in the first iteration. Tapos nag-send siya ng link. We'll check it out
later. Oo nga. Ganun nga.
Curious din ako. Also saying good morning to these texters. Joni Claude, Rhyme and Reason, says, good morning, beautiful DJs. I also tried Hazel's drink. I love that drink, sabi nga ni Jessica Wilde. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoy that. Oo, meron siyang ganun eh, diba? Hello to Gina Buido. And good morning to your wife, Mika. Congrats to everybody who ran yesterday's Earth Day run. Hello to, let's see, Freddie Boy, who says, listening through the podcast, wish me luck for a successful APE later. It's APE season
once again. It really
is. For us as well. And thanks for listening to the podcast. You can also listen to us live via the Monster app. It's working again, so go check it out. If you don't have it yet, it's available on both iOS and Android. Just look for RX931. Hello to Justin Sayana. Good morning, Coco Hernandez. Also, Jan Lonasco. And good morning. Sabi niya, you're not alone, Chico. I know that song as well.
Ah.
Yung Alouette.
Oh, yeah. Alouette. Jantala Alouette.
Angeli says good morning. That makes two of you. Hello to Edward Villiona. Sophia says good morning. Also asking about how we feel about the new drag superstar. Yes, we talked about it earlier.
Loved it.
We're just happy.
We would have been good with any of the three.
Exactly.
Ako lang personal fave ko lang si ano si Yempia.
Si Plain kaya favorite mo.
Until the finale. Ne. Diba Nymphia?
No, until the episode before the finale.
Tapos, sa may gitna, naging plain na. Tapos, during the finale, and yeah, actually nagsimula yan yung...
Sa book.
Sa yung book. Tapos, and even cemented during the finale. Parang di mo siya matanong ng seryosong tanong.
Kasi parang basically si Plain just refused to show vulnerability.
Yeah.
So I guess medyo
it's a bit of a
if you're looking for like more deep stuff medyo
yeah. Na hindi naman kailangan
siya.
Super deep pero seryosohin mo naman yung diba even I've told you this before even when I was a new jock ayaw na ayaw ko as an interviewer yung hindi mo yung ayaw seryosohin yung sagot pwede ka naman mag funny pag if it calls for it pero meron din naman na yung parang look, nakakatatlong tanong na ako sa'yo. Lahat pa ba lang yung sagot mo?
Right.
Pwede yung fourth. Seryoso, ayun mo naman.
Uh-oh.
Yun, that. I mean,
yeah.
It was kind of frustrating to listen to her.
I get it. And her number wasn't giving.
Cool.
Hello to Jennifer Espiritu. Grabe yung tindi ng traffic, pero ang tindi din ng pag-iisip ko sa... san galing yung mga sinasabi ni Chico. Hello.
Maganda yung mga song.
Hello to, let's see, Juday who says, share ko lang, my HH sa Pampanga na spicy because of siling labuyo.
What?
And salted. That's a salted egg. HH na may sili.
That's
and
so
salted
strange.
Egg. Are you serious?
I can't imagine.
Oo nga. Ang weird. And also,
I mean, usually adventurous naman ako, pero...
Parang ako, I don't...
I don't know if I'm that adventurous.
Oh, parang wild. Ano ako dyan, spit. I mean, no, diba? Parang sa portion ni Gail sa Wild and Wicked. Spit
right.
Or swallow.
Totoo yan.
I'm gonna vote spit on that one. And normally, I would swallow. From Gabrielle Emenzo. Hindi, joke lang yun.
You have to manage expectations.
Team spit talaga. I'm from John Paolo. Good morning. Natuwa ako sa discussion about Goldilocks and the Three Bears. A fairy tale that I love also is Hansel and Gretel. Kaso ibang version yung nabasa ko kasi si Hansel naging biscuit na.
I love that too.
Ako din.
I
one of
that.
The OGs.
Mm-mm. Pero ang dark ha, yung they basically cremated the witch. Shoved her into the oven.
Yeah. Tsaka kinain nila yung bahay ng may bahay. Alam mo yun?
Hindi naman kinain yung buo. Like, siguro kumagat lang sa dingding.
Kahit na. Ikaw, imagine may kumagat sa dingding mo. Di weak na yung foundation ng buong bahay mo. Medyo na-weaken because of that.
Siyempre, natutuwa kayo na parang like, oh my gosh, ha?
I'd be pissed too.
Kapag ka nag-gagawa ng bahay na gawa sa biskwit.
Ay, gusto ko eh. Bahay ko yun eh.
May semento.
Bakit in-invite ba kitang kumagat sa biskwit?
Tong bruhang ko.
Pwes, halika dito. Isushoot kita sa oven.
Saka gusto ko yung ano, di ba pinapataba sila?
Uh-uh.
E malabo yung mata ng witch. So, nung tinitignan niya with the finger, ipifeel niya kung mataba na yung finger.
Uh-huh.
Kasi nasa cage sila. So,
uh-huh.
She can't really like reach in and like touch their like arms. So, ginawa nila, naglabas sila ng chicken bone, di ba?
Para ma-fool yung ano, into na parang, thinking na hindi pa siya mataba.
Ay, payat pa rin. Uh-huh. Payat pa rin. So, sige, pakainin pa natin.
Uh-huh.
It's such a dark tale, I'm
it
telling
is.
You.
Hello to Melai. And first time niya daw magluto ng tinuguan. May pa-photo pa si Melai. Hi to Edrickins. Hello to Aaron. And Aaron says, welcome back, DJs. Fave part ko. Oh, okay. That's funny. Natawa daw siya dun sa part ni Kayla when Kayla congratulated a rusher who said na nagpunta sa Songkran. may pa. Thanks for making the country and all of us proud pa si Kayla.
Hindi kasi si Chinito Kanyata yun eh. Parang ano yun, parang sabi niya na...
Akala yata athlete or what, si Rusher? Oo,
si Chinito Kenza, yung kasing message niya, parang like, hello from the official representative of the Philippines to Songkran. Tapos si Kayla parang, thank you for making the Philippines.
You know how pure she is.
She is.
Oh
she
my
is.
God. That's funny. Hello to Gino Datayan. And also, sabi niya, order that HH2. It's actually quite good. Yung may sili. Talaga. Parang ayoko.
Parang ayoko din.
Hello
tapos ano, yung kanina, follow-up. Did you see that? Speaking of kare-kare, did you see that viral tweet?
Which one?
Yung pasta.
Magaling magluto, pero hindi na, dapat mga kare-kare and like certain...
Kasi parang may nag-post na parang, ay na
pagluluto kita pag jowa mo
ko. Picture ng pasta, ganyan.
Yes.
Ito yung maghihintay sa'yo kung magiging jowa mo ako, pagluluto kita. Tapos merong...
May nag-quote tweet.
Nag-quote tweet na parang, a lot of people parang tweet about magaling sila magluto, pero napaka-basic
naman. They make the most
ng,
basic stuff.
Napaka-basic naman, like pasta. You know, if you can cook kare-kare, dinuguan, ganyan-ganyan, then let's talk. So my gosh, ang dami nagalit.
Grabe, na nag-viral.
It was a maelstrom.
I know. Pero kung magaling ka magluto ng kare-kare, parang props
to you. Totoo naman. And if you don't use, if you use like actual peanuts.
Ako, basta masarap.
Hindi
kaya,
hindi, pero can you imagine yung from like basic ingredients? Pero yun nga, parang it's not.
Yeah, I know. Pero I get it also kung ano yung sinabi niya because I mean, I can make yummy pasta. But at the same time, I don't know how to make kare-kare or yung mga ulam na ganun. I'm not familiar. So I think, yeah.
Ako
kasi.
Yung kinwo tweet naman, hindi naman sinabing napakagaling niya magluto.
That's true also.
Ang sabi lang niya, ipagluluto kita.
Yeah.
At ito yung kaya kong
yung
iluto.
Yun yung napicturean niya that day na niluto niya eh.
Even if let's say hindi rin niya kaya yung mga complex
dishes, at least meron siyang alam.
I find it very romantic just for them to say pag, kasi ako I can't at all.
Kahit ipagluto ka lang ng pritong itlog,
exactly.
Masaya ka na.
Yung the it's the effort, it's the thought na ipagluluto
totoo.
Mo ko. I mean for me that's more than that counts more than enough.
It's the thought that counts again.
True.
When it comes to stuff
true.
Like that. And hello to Butter Baby. Spit personality ka pala, Hazel.
That's true.
Hi to, okay. What's the name? Denavit? Okay. And, yun, pa-experience ng birthday blend. I also know the song Alouette, a very brutal French song. Brutal?
Why? Di ba tukol sa ibon yun?
I don't know. Sabi niya brutal daw eh. Hello to MK. And good morning to Max in the winter. Birthday din ang love of my life. Kahit di niya alam ang existence ko. Happy birthday, Kijun.
Oh.
Mitch also is locked in. Hi to Elmer and Tino. And good morning to Arvin PPP, who wants to greet himself. So hello, Arvin PPP. Okay, so let's do the birthday song.
Song?
For Nick Cool. Nick's. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Nick.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I think the internet just conked out again. Like, I don't know what it is with, like, bigla namatay yung AC.
Yung aircon without anyone touching
it. Internet on and off. I don't know what's going on. But anyway.
Okay,
that's it for greets.
All right, so we've got our top 10 courtesy of OD1 Kenobi. Bad shot ka sa akin. Let's start off with designer dad.
Number 10.
Sabi mo wala kang food nung tinanong kita kasi mamamatay na ako sa gutom. Tapos mga 5-10 minutes after, makikita kita may mga crumbs ka ng cookies sa t-shirt mo.
Wala siyang food to share.
Ah,
pero food for himself or for herself, meron.
Ako kasi, lalo na kung parang emergency na namumutla na yung tao, ano ba?
Bigyan mo na.
Bigyan mo na ng food.
Totoo naman.
Kawawa naman.
Ah, hypoglycemia
yeah.
levels.
And I'm not maganyan sa food. Like, go. If I, if I have a lot,
same.
Go. Just eat. Like, knock yourself out.
I know.
From Jan to Awesome.
Number 9.
Bad shot ka sa akin. Sinasabi mong corny yung jokes ko pag dineliver ko. Pero makikita ko naman later on yung nagamit mo in front of other people.
Oh, that's the worst!
Like, mang-heckle siya pag corny mo naman.
Pala na nakawin niya yung
tapos
joke mo.
Tapos yung pala na nakawin niya. No? Tapos pag siya na yung nagjo-joke, parang kala mo napaka nakakatawa. Proud na proud siya dun sa joke niya.
That's horrible.
Oh, that's terrible. What I do remember was, this has happened to me before. I wore these, yung parang way back. Mm. Way back. These shorts na, alam mo yung like quarter shorts, whatever you call them. Yung below the knee.
Okay.
And then at the time, hindi uso yun. Parang it's either long pants or short pants. So I wore one of those. Diba? Kasi sabi ko, that's so unique. It's like something in between.
Yeah.
And then somebody, basta somebody, oh my gosh, like called so much attention to it. Like laughed at it, said that I looked really stupid and like blah, blah, blah.
Made fun of you. Basically.
Super made fun of me. Super made fun of me. And made it a point that everybody knew that, you know, those were horrible clothes. You know. As fast forward, maybe a year, naging uso siya. So I was ahead of my time. Ala, kita-kita ko, nakasuot na rin siya ng gano'n. Gusto kong tuk-dukin.
Did you say anything?
No, I did not.
Pero in your head,
oh, gusto
you're
kong
like, dukdukin
na parang,
tingnan mo tong waist set na to.
Di ba pinagtawanan mo ko na nagsusuot ako ng ganyan?
Ano ba yung parang ngayon, jorts? Or?
Alam mo yung, ano, yung parang, whatever, like, eventually nag-ano na siya, in and out.
Not like jean shorts.
Not jean shorts.
Okay.
But like, basically, shorts that go up to right below the knee. Parang ganun.
Mm.
Yung ganun, whatever you call them. Kulots?
No. So,
basta whatever you call them.
Hindi, pero kasi
nauso siya for like hiking.
Ngayon kasi uso na ulit yung jorts.
Ano naman yung jorts?
Jean shorts. So, like, para siyang, because, you know, denim shorts are a thing. They've always been a thing. Pero nauso na yung mahabang level. Yung mahabang itsura.
Ah, because I have never owned a pair of jean shorts. Of whatever length.
Puruntong shorts ba yun, sabi ni Sarah?
Well, ish. Because puruntong pero not...
Ano yung puruntong?
Yung parang karsoncillo, parang ganun.
Isn't that underwear?
Yeah, yeah. Pero like a shorts version. Yung long and large. Usually when you say puruntong, long and large.
Okay.
Ito kasi mas fit. Like imagine pants.
Tas cargos?
Mo, parang ganun. Pero mas,
pedal pushers?
I have no idea what those are. What are pedal pushers?
You weren't wearing pedal pushers.
I don't know. Basta like extra long shorts. Parang
na maigpit?
Hindi naman maigpit. Hindi maigpit. Pero hindi. Kasi diba cargo very loose. I don't even know what you call them.
I'm trying to imagine kung ano itsura niya.
But whatever those are, nagsuot din siya.
Sabi ni Edrickin, tokong?
Ano yun?
You know what? I've heard of tokong.
What the heck? What's a pedal pusher? What's a tokong?
Tokong shorts. Ito. Ito itsura ng tokong
shorts.
Yeah, longer than usual.
Ish. Parang ganito. Kita mo yung ano, ginugol mo.
Ito, may square tokong. Ganyan ba yung length?
Alam mo, parang ganyan nga. Parang ganyan. Ish. Something like that. Basta longer than usual. But,
and why did you, parang ano naman yung nag-inspire sa'yo na magsuot nun?
Kasi parang ano siya, it's for like, the beach. But then, of course, we weren't at the beach. I wore it, like, at the mall.
Okay.
But, like, gets, like, sobrang inasar niya.
Tapos, sinuot niya rin pala eventually. You were just ahead of your time.
I know, right? Mm. I mean, the fact na sinuot niya means, obviously, gusto rin. I mean,
or kasi nag-catch on.
Or nag-catch
on. It became a thing. And then, sinuot na niya.
So, there.
May mga ganun talaga. Yung parang, hanggat hindi siya mainstream popular, parang to them, it's not a thing.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Diba? And coming from, let me see here.
Ang sabi nga ni Edrickin, trendsetter naman pala.
Ay, talaga. Talaga. Sinabi mo.
Okay.
From Loki Fangirl.
Number 8.
When an artist, sorry. Mike Ferrer pala. You always take the credit when our team does good. But we always get the blame when our team fails.
Well.
Pero ano yan eh? It's almost, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying.
It happens.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's the perks of the position. If you're the boss.
True.
Obviously, you can always say, no, it is under you. Kasi when the shiz hits the fan,
ikaw din naman
yung tatamaan yan as
yeah.
the boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether you like it or not. So medyo may ganyan talaga. Pero yeah.
Parang it evens nice. Out din naman, I guess.
And it's always nice. Ang hirap pag yung ano kasi, yung pag-success.
Siya yung bida.
Parang...
Or ino-own. Siya lang.
Parang thanks to the team, pero pag mali, specific ikaw.
Uh-uh.
Ay, ba't hindi mo ginawa yung job mo? Pero pag things go right, biglang suddenly...
It's shared.
It's uh-uh. shared by everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kakairita rin
That's
yun,
not
ha?
Good. And vice versa. Kung ino-own mo lang yung success, tapos pag
Pwede
fail,
rin. Oo.
Lahat tayo may
lahat
kasalanan.
Lahat tayo may kasalanan. From Tampupu.
Number 7.
Bad shot ka sa akin. Patalo ka nung naglaro tayo ng Overcooked.
Which we still haven't played
together. We
still together.
Have not.
And I love Overcooked.
Nakapag-board games
I
na tayo.
I love that game so much. Feeling
I have
ko,
never.
You've never played that.
I have seen it. I've seen people play it. Remember when we had our Tagaytay planning session?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe.
Some of the jocks were playing it. So I was just watching.
Oh, I love Overcooked.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. And I love Barking Orders.
Yeah.
Napipikon din ako pag may...
Pag may babagal-bagal.
Not pulling their weight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Parang, ay naku, patalo.
And from Loki Fangirl.
Number 6.
When an artist blatantly shows that he or she doesn't give an F about their fans, you are not where you are today without them. So please show some respect and gratitude. But, you know, that's not for me to tell them what to do. More of, ayoko na sa'yo.
Oh, yeah. You can always choose to stop supporting them if
yeah.
they turn out
and
to be...
And you won't have my support anymore.
A-holes, yeah.
Diba? Mm. Ay, ganun lang naman yun. I mean, totoo kasi,
oh, but ako,
you can't force them to act the way you want them to act.
It will turn me off for sure.
Yeah.
And especially if, not just yung hindi sila parang grateful, but when they're like literal a-holes.
Yeah.
As in mean to fans or yung parang feeling nila burden na lagi silang hinahound ng fans. Yung parang, ay, sorry.
Yung unnecessary.
Uh-oh.
Unnecessary parang bad behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Maxim the Winter.
Number 5.
Papahawak mo lang sa akin saglit anak mo, tapos bigla kang mawawala at maglalabol. Eh, di mo ako yaya, ha?
Bad shot ka kay Maxim.
Bad shot ka na. Or at least, sabihin mo, para ready yung tao na, ah okay, maglilibot muna siya. Mm-hmm. Or di, medyo you've agreed to the proper favor.
And I think it's difficult when you're just one person.
Yeah.
Kasi like I was telling Chico off the air, when we were in Boracay, like, yun nga, my friends na they were celebrating their anniversary, they wanted to have some alone time, they wanted to go to a spa, ganyan, yeah. And syempre dala nila yung kids nila, so they left the kids with us, the friends, pero marami kasi kami, mm-hmm. So ninangs,
yes.
Pero oh, iwan muna namin sa mga ninangs to, so okay lang, because hindi naman one person lang was left with the responsibility
right.
of taking care of the kids, of the two kids, but it was more like a team effort for
yeah.
us, parang okay, go ahead. So at least pwedeng mag, oy kayo muna, I'm gonna shower, I'm gonna ganyan.
Right.
In my case, sila na muna talaga the whole time.
Forever. Kayo na muna forever.
Kayo na muna forever until the parents get back.
Yeah. Tapos pag yung mga 2 minutes before the parents, bilang akap-akapin mo yung mga bata para pag dumating,
very
ikaw
yung that. wait, sabihin ko na, ganito. So nagpa-spa sila. So we were like, okay, ganito. Let's go back to the hotel para they can go swimming na lang sa pool. So we went back to the hotel. As soon as we got back to the hotel, I bounced. I was like, I'm off to my room. I'm gonna take a shower and I'm gonna freshen up.
Yeah.
Bahala na kayo. So I went to the room. Naligo ako. Nag-blow dry ng hair. Nag-makeup and all that. Tingnan ko sila. Okay, nagsiswim pa sila with my other friends. And then eventually, my other friends were like, hey, we you want a shower too? Yeah. How about you take care of these kids? So yung si Hannah, my bestie, nakasabay kong nag-freshen up. Siya na yung naunang lumabas.
Okay.
She's like, fine, I'll go. She was like, bilisan mo na ha, ganyan-ganyan. And then she went. Tapos hindi pa rin ako tapos. Hanggang natapos na rin maligo yung two friends na nagbabantay first. Hindi pa rin ako tapos.
Wait. I-qualify natin. Hindi ka pa rin tapos?
Or ayaw nagmamabag? Parang siguro halfway between the two. Yung pa, I was taking my sweet time. And then finally, umakit na yung kids. And I was like, oh, di ba maliligo? Paliguan nyo kaya. Ako pa yung parang, hoy, paliguan nyo kaya. To kawawa naman kanina pa nila outfit yan. Nakadalawang swimming na. So parang, sige, bibihisan muna namin. So they went back to the room. Binihisan nila. I stayed in my room again. Mm. And then finally, nung ready na ang lahat, tapos na, nakabihis na yung kids. I was like, okay, let's go out. Let's buy my inaanak a bracelet. So, binila namin ng bracelet. Pagdating naman sa ganon, ako yung parang, okay, kung wala namang labor involved, mm-hmm. kung maglalabas lang ng pambili, I go, sige, bili na lang natin sila. Tapos kung ano na na yung ano ko, you want ang hulu? Alam mo yung puro ano, oh my gosh, I'm that tita.
Yeah.
Puro bribe. Puro, you want ang hulu? You want like fruits covered in candy? Yeah, let's buy. Kasi nakaano na sila, ready na sila eh. You'll just bring them. Tapos yun, dinala namin sila sa D-Mall and then nilibre ko sila ng tang hulu. We walked around.
Ang hulu?
Yun nga yung binibili natin sa Japan, Korea, Taiwan. Yung mga strawberries na may parang sugar.
Okay.
Hindi masarap, by the way, nasa Boracay, FYI. Hindi siya kasing sarap nung mga nasa, like, ibang bansa. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Parang makapal yung coating. Tapos yun, ganun. And then after, you're like, okay, let's go na to the dinner place. Let's just meet them there. So parang kami yung...
Parang kayo yung
ending,
alaga.
Parang kami yung may alaga the whole time. Kasi we were like, we waited for all of them to show up. And lo and behold, nung dumating yung mga magulang, you're like, oh, we ordered them food already kasi gutom na. Parang,
tapos dapat may ano ka, yung parang wipe mo yung brow mo. Hirap mag-alaga ng bata mo.
Baka masabunutan ako ng iba kong friend.
Tapos parang sila pa yung ano, no, slacker.
Sabi ni Tino, apakadayang tita nito. Totoo. Yung parang, let me take care of them. When they've been taken care of.
Very
wala
ano,
nang gagawin.
Yung iba yung nagtanim, iba yung natumani, iba ang nagtahip, iba ang nagsaing. Tapos iba ako yung kakain.
Oh, very that.
Very that.
Pero at least, diba, meron pa rin naman akong ambag.
Meron
towards
naman.
The, ano na lang, latter part.
Yung mas madali. Yung finish line.
Of course. Yung magbabayad na. Yes.
Ay, nako. And then, from J.P. Losopo.
Number four.
True story. I have an uncle, brother of my mom, living abroad. During my mom's birthday, he called her to reprimand her about not inviting her other siblings from the province to our little meal celebration intended just for the nuclear family. My mom cried.
Oh my gosh! Bakit? Bakit mo didictate kung sino yung
yun.
I-invite nila?
Oo. And you're not even in the country.
Exactly.
And what if kami-kami lang talaga? Anong
pero alam mo,
mo,
napag-usapan namin ito ng friends ko, may mga ganyang tao talaga na when it comes to like keeping up appearances, like sa mga kamag-anak, sa mga family friend, parang very particular sila na they don't wanna look bad.
Mm.
Pero they don't care as much if it's the immediate family. Yung parang,
oh.
Obviously, pa-picture lang. Yung gusto lang nila magmukhang mabait, magmukhang mabango in front of like other people. But the real family, the nuclear family, they know the truth.
That's true.
That's horrible.
At saka iba yung, like, pwede kang miscongeniality when it comes to like outside people.
But to be the same way to your family.
Pero sa family mo, sungit-sungit mo.
Yun nga. Ang pangit nung ganun.
Maraming ang ganun. And then like, they couldn't believe their... Parang they just happened to be more personable with other people.
Yeah, I don't like that. Bakit yung family mo pa yung mag-carry nung mabigat na part of you?
Oo,
bakit
the dark
hindi sila
side
yung mag-enjoy nung good side?
Totoo. And from Simply Nedge.
Number three.
Bad shot ka sa akin. Nakita kong aambahan mo yung alaga kong pusa. Promise. Kung natuloy yun, baka John Wick na kita.
Oh my my God.
But why would you do that?
Exactly.
But you know what? It's so true. Basta. There's this person.
Hmm.
Hindi naman niya ano, pero yung, alam mo, inaasar niya yung isang cat ko.
Like, what do you mean?
Hindi, inaasar lang niya. Hindi naman, not naman physically hurt, but more like yung...
Tinataunt.
Oo, oh, yung ganun niya. Like, never ko siya talaga magustuhan after that.
As a person.
Oo. Yung parang you showed, eh kasi bagong kilala ko pa lang siya nung time na yun.
Oh, and that's your
parang
baby.
Parang ano talaga, na cement. Yung even if let's say meron namang moments na hindi naman siya annoying,
uh-oh,
parang automatic na annoy na ako sa kanya.
I get it.
Medyo may
you're ganong, protective. Kasi syempre, ano mo yun?
Yung kahit wala na kami sa house ha. Yung pinari, we're in a mall or
yeah,
eating out or something. Naalibad ba rin na ako? Ganon. Meron akong ganon. Oh, perfect. Because I was going to say, oh, it's like another entry. Siya pala yung number two. From Rhyme and Reason.
Number two.
This is exactly what I was talking about with that person. Bad shot ka sa akin. My horn effect applies to you. If you do something that seems off from my values or that is offensive to me when I met you, I will assume that you're a bad person.
Oh.
Di ba? Ano yan yung mag-opposite? Horn effect and halo effect.
Uh-oh. Baliktad.
Yung, in its simplest form, kunyari you see somebody who's very physically good-looking, parang you automatically assume that they're a good person.
Yes.
Even if they're not actually nice.
Mm-hmm. Because of what you see on the outside.
Because of what you see on the outside. In its simplest form. So parang ganun din yung horn effect.
Mm.
Kunyari, hindi mo type yung itsura. Parang automatic.
Feeling mo masama na rin.
Isipin mo masamang tao. Or, kung hindi physical, yun nga. Maybe they said something or they did something at the moment that you met them and it dictates how you see them from there on.
Uh-huh.
Even if they showed you that they're the opposite.
Yeah.
Parang bias na siya.
Meron, oo. Hindi na... hindi ka na objective
uh-oh
when it comes to judging them.
And we're all guilty of this.
Yeah,
minsan yung
naman.
Parang, ano, another way to put it is like, parang first impressions?
Yeah.
Sometimes your first impressions are so strong.
It's hard to shake off.
You can't shake it off. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Comes from Al Macchiato.
Al Macchiato says,
bad shot ka sa akin. I used to love JT's music. But after Britney Spears' autobiography came out,
I
would just skip his songs on Spotify.
Yeah. I mean...
grabe, no? Like when
like
you think about it.
It's like you're either Team Britney or you're not.
Tsaka yung ano, na parang like nahawa. Kasi like on paper, if you really think about it, it shouldn't affect the songs, because the songs are like, it's whether you like the songs or not. But for the personal behavior
alam
to
mo,
affect how you like
I
the
think
songs.
Okay na kasi sana eh. But he doubled down when he said, I apologize to effing nobody when he did that.
Yeah, I know.
Medyo kahit ako na, you know, more on the neutral side. Of course, Team Britney, pero hindi naman to the point na I would be like a hater or whatever. Pero parang after that talaga, parang I just, ugh, alam mo yun, it's like a bad taste in my
so
mouth.
So unnecessary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have done that.
Right? So there you go. We do have two more batches coming right up, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
And one more Monster News on The Morning Rush, the Hollywood Weekend box office coming right up on The Morning Rush with Chico and Hazel, only here on The Monster. Monster RX 93.1, time for more Monster News, the last one on The Morning Rush before we go live on Facebook. I'm Hazel Hottie, and I've got the Hollywood Weekend box office for you for the weekend of April 19 to 21, 2024 in the U.S. Number one, Civil War with $11.1 million to add to its $44.9 million total gross in the U.S. Number two, a new movie, Abigail, with $10.2 million in its opening weekend. Of course, it's a horror movie. It stars the late Angus Cloud. Melissa Barrera is in it as well. Catherine Newton. It sounds interesting. I'd watch it. It's about a vampire.
Oh, I like vampires.
Also, it says A group of would-be criminals kidnaps the 12-year-old daughter of a powerful underworld figure, holding her for ransom in an isolated mansion. Their plan starts to unravel when they discover their young captive is actually a bloodthirsty vampire. I'd watch it.
I might be able to watch.
Pwede.
Pero nakita ko kasi yung trailer.
I know, creepy, right?
Creepy niya.
But I'd watch it. Number three, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire with $9.5 million. Its total is now at $171.6 million in the U.S. And number four, another new one, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare with $9 million. In its opening weekend, that one stars Henry Cavill, Isaac Gonzalez, Henry Golding, Alex Pettifer.
When do we watch?
Alan Richardson.
Alan Richardson pa?
Yeah.
Girl.
Wow.
Let's
and
go.
Hero finds Tiffin.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's
go. LFG. This sounds interesting. It's a...
It's beyond interesting.
It's an action slash war movie. Oh, okay. It's about Winston Churchill and a group of military officials. Okay. This sounds interesting. I mean, gee, I'm down. Number five, finally, is Spy X Family Code White with $4.9 million in its opening weekend.
My gosh.
So there, you can check out any of those movies that we mentioned.
They're all on a boat. Like Henry Cavill and...
We're
Alex
not over
Pettifer,
that.
And oh my gosh, what a cast.
They're all together. Mm-hmm.
On a boat.
On a boat. Oh.
Henry Golding.
Okay. So we know what we'll be watching.
And then, no, actually, of all of that, I'm really super interested in Civil War.
Ako Abigail.
Civil War. I really want to watch that. It's very controversial.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
I have not. Very controversial, pero I'm curious. I'm super, super curious.
I mean, sounds like an interesting week for sure,
right?
In the movie. So go check out whatever you find interesting. For us, it's going to be the one with Alex Pettifer, Henry Cavill.
Henry Golding.
And company.
Oh.
My gosh. What a movie.
Gee.
Dalawang Henry nagsama.
Hey.
Love that. Only here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Good morning to everybody watching us live right now. Please join us if you're not there yet. Let's say good morning to some monsters locked in. Yes, we do have lots of greets. Good morning to Cyril and Carmina, who says... The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is really nice. I watched for the boys too, so go watch it. Super entertaining. Hello to Farmer Sanchez. Good morning to Elmer Velasco. Also, Elmer's asking, have you seen the video of Meghan Trainor called I'm a Dog Mom?
Oh.
Akala ko legit na single, ad lang pala siya for a pet food brand. Oh! I haven't seen it. I'll check it out. Hello to Maxim and Tino. Also, good morning to Nedge and MC. Hi! Also, MK is locked in. What's up to John Paolo? And good morning to Ambet, to Rich Chan, who says, 1 week nung munang makikinig sa Facebook Live and podcast because I couldn't find my phone with radio. Sad kung kailan complete na ulit kayo sa booth. Well, just the two of us today. Tomorrow, Marquee will be back. But you can also listen to us via the Monster app. Make sure to download it if you don't have it yet on your phone. Just look for RX931. We're both available on Android and iOS. Hello to Hansel. And good morning to Lilo Boy. Hello to everybody from the Kamana Free Diving Family. What a great free diving weekend experience. This time, Zambales, Capones, and Camara Island. Hello.
Wow. Okay.
Hello to Jay Escobar.
I've been to all three.
Oh, wow.
But for photos.
Not for diving.
Yeah. We had photo trips.
Mm,
for landscaping,
cool.
Landscape photography.
I love that. Yeah. Jay says, please greet Ali Gonzalez a belated happy birthday, and also congratulations to all the One Big Run 21K finishers and organizers, especially to Cha and Tom Santos. Hody H says, speaking of Henry Golding, have you seen that funny moment with Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
Where Kelly said, yeah, I don't mind meat in the morning. Good morning to Rye, my friend who's locked in. Aryan is also locked in. The child in Abigail is Matilda in the Netflix musical. Nabawasan yung takot ko. I haven't seen the Netflix musical.
I have not.
But
either.
Matilda is one of my favorite movies of all time. And, you know,
you should. You should watch it. And I did watch it, finally.
Yes. Right? Iconic talaga kasi yun eh, from my childhood.
Yeah.
My gosh. Si Miss Trunchbull. Hello to Carlo. Lodi, ayoko siya. Hello to Carlo Lozada and Carlo's wife, Marielle Ann Lozada. Baby Carl Johan. Edric Kins. Good morning to Advent Choi. Also to... let's see. Angeli, thank you for tuning in. And can I... Oh, Angeli sent us a photo pala. This, when did she send this though? Like, I think nung Feb niya pa to sinend, pero cute. Picture from the Pause event that we hosted.
Oh, yeah.
So, Angeli took a photo with us pala. Oh, how cute. Oh, I love this photo. Let me save this. How cute. We look so cute in our costumes.
Aww.
Ano nga yung costume mo dun?
Attack on Titan.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Ako naman si ano. Very, it's giving... What cartoon was I giving?
Ano ulit yung...
Yung naka-ano ko si Jessie. Toy Story.
Toy Story, yeah.
Yes. Very cowgirl realness. Diba pareho kami ni Mark?
Ngayon, pag ngayon may sinuot, you're like, Cowboy Carter?
Ah, Beyonce!
Diba?
I love that.
Very that.
Yes, please. Oh, and I have a special birthday greet to my neighbor... Mary Ann, it's her birthday today. Remember, I told you about her husband na namit ng dad ko. And then, yun pala, Super Rusher and his wife watches us every day. So, I saw her husband sometime last week. I ran into him. Tapos sabi niya nga, thank you. Because obviously, they heard us greet Mary Ann.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, it's her birthday on Monday. Can you also do a birthday greet? So happy birthday, Mary Ann from EOG if you're watching.
And happy birthday to Amira, 11-year-old Amira.
Amira!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
So, yeah. And also, speaking of, since, you know, they sent a photo of us with Paws, happy birthday. I'm not sure if belated
to
or
Rich.
To Rich.
Yes! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to Direct Rich!
Happy birthday to you! Thanks for all the good work.
I know, right?
You're doing, and
for all the fur babies out there who don't have forever homes yet. Thank you very much. So happy birthday, Rich!
Happy birthday, Rich! Hello to Anne Ragasa and Anne's mom, Arlene Ragasa, and Cecilia Ragasa, her dad. Kiko Man Machine also says happy Monday. We also have Nyx. Kayla was also locked in earlier when we mentioned her. So if you're still tuned in, good morning, KK.
All-star KK.
And that's it for greets.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Odie1 Kenobi. Thank you. Bad shot ka sa akin. Let's start off with Mike Ferrer.
Number 10.
Your portfolio looks amazing, but your actual work looks like shiz.
So, puro ano lang,
ang
display.
Ang ganda on paper.
Mahirap yan kasi yun yung reason why you would hire them. When you see their portfolio, you'd be like, oh, you're hired.
Mapapaisip ka tuloy. How did you get such an impressive portfolio? Were you a credit grabber? Were other people? Were you always like, were you lucky always getting teamed up with people who were good?
Or baka naubos na yung galing
mo. Or naubos na yung galing mo.
Tapos
who knows?
Yeah. Oh, that's just sad. How disappointing that would be. Diba?
And from Tampupu.
Number nine.
I was talking about something I posted. Tapos you had no idea. Eh, alam ko, chronically online ka. Which only means, siguro may mute mo ako.
So, hindi mo nakikita yung stories ko, yung posts ko. You're not updated.
Like, for somebody who's... Kasi ako, like for example... If I don't, like, you know me, I rarely...
Would you consider yourself chronically online? Definitely not.
No, chronically online, pero hindi ako ma... You know what I mean? Like, yung kunyari posts ng friends ko.
Right.
Okay, like, for example, mas ganyan ako on X. Kasi nga, like, for news and... You know what I mean?
I wonder what your daily average is. Screen time. Let's compare.
Lot.
Let's compare. Look at it now. Okay. Look at your phone.
Where do you find it?
Go to your settings and then just search screen time.
Settings. Screen time.
What's your daily average?
3 hours, 12 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, why?
That's relatively low.
Because?
Because my daily average is 8 hours, 42 minutes. So almost...
Because I also have an iPad.
That's true.
So it's shared.
That's true. So, pero alam mo, meron akong malala na day. Kasi my friends and I were comparing this like when we were all together. There was one Saturday.
Okay.
So basically, wala akong pasok nun, diba? Saturday. I was just home. I was online for almost 19 hours.
That's a whole day?
A whole day. Kasi... Hello, natulog ba ako? Anong ginawa ako? And also, syempre kung Saturday na nasa bahay lang ako, I'd be watching stuff also. So I probably was like watching but also on my phone the whole time.
It's literally kaka-cellphone mo yan eh.
Totoo.
Very
kasi but then again, I do play a lot of games on my phone.
See, that's my thing. I basically have my social media on my phone and some games
on your iPad.
On my phone, but on my iPad I also have my games and that's where I watch.
Sabi ni
I don't watch on my phone.
Siguro nakaka 18 hours ka din daw sa Pokemon. Would you say?
No, because that's my hindi kasi walang event.
Pero pag may event.
Pag may event it would be possible. Longer than that. Kasi like I'd probably be grinding more. But plus, I was in Palawan. And when we are on our way from Puerto Princesa to Rojas, walang internet. So, even if I wanted to be on my... Because usually when I'm on like drives, I would be on Pokemon Go. But since wala namang internet, so the rare times na wala.
Gulat na gulat sila sa 19 hours. Ano daw ginawa ko?
Kahit sino naman. OA nung 19 hours.
I don't know what I did that day either.
Well, obviously nothing.
I was just on my phone the whole day. Literally, like every waking moment.
Obviously nothing.
Obviously, I was just on my phone. I have no idea. My gosh. It was probably a combination of work, play, social media, like, and other stuff.
Inuna yung work?
Siyempre. I'm guessing dun sa 18 hours na yun, mga 12 hours dun work.
Okay.
Tapos siguro mga... Oy, totoo naman, I'm always working on my phone when I don't have my laptop.
True.
Because like
true.
I respond to emails, I also, you know, I have to listen to music and I have to do all that stuff. And I do some of that
on my phone. Sa bagay, kasama yung music dun, no?
For sure, yeah.
Oo, kasama yung music dun.
So medyo, I guess, justifiable naman in a way. Na hindi naman siya puro lang nag-games ka for 19 hours. Although, TBH, I wouldn't put it past me. Because back in my gaming days, like, kahit laptop gaming ko, yeah, I can definitely
meron
do it
ganun.
All freaking day. Yeah. Pero now, hindi na masyado. I can't do that anymore.
I cannot. And, okay, coming from Juice Black. Juice Black.
Number 8.
Yeah, Juice Black. Pag spinoil mo sa akin yung Game of Thrones, kasi ikaw may HBO Go, tas ako namimiroto lang. So, X ka na.
Ano nang pecha? 2024? Is it still considered a spoiler if you talk about like how it ended?
Like one of the iconic drag queens, si Bianca Del Rio. Meron na siyang iconic parang clip na piniplay pag may finale of any show. Di ba? Yung basically inaano niya na yung parang like, look,
like stop complaining about spoilers.
Stop complaining about spoilers. If you don't want to know, then get off of the internet. And if you can't get off the internet, then make sure you watch it when everybody watches it. But stop complaining about spoilers.
I'm with her.
Medyo may ganong... Kasi like ako nga, if I know that I can't watch immediately, I get off of X.
TBH, I was spoiled kasi when I woke up Saturday, parang tapos na yung Drag Race. I think I woke up past noon.
Okay.
So, but then I knew na parang, oh, for sure, pag chinek ko yung phone ko, I would already,
you would already
see. But then
see.
I was like, I don't care. I want to know.
And plus,
nalaman ko na before I watch.
What's good is, my ex actually, because I rarely binge on... Like,
so wala sa feed mo.
Wala sa feed.
And also, I don't think
very
you
rare.
Follow a lot of Drag Race accounts. Kasi ako, I follow all
I
the accounts. So,
yeah. Usually, I'm safe.
Yeah.
Not deep dive. Kasi pag deep dive, for sure, may makikita na ako. Pero yung kunyari, yung just the first
few... So, di mo naman isa-search. Uh-uh. Di naman lilitaw.
And coming from Maxim De Winter.
Number 7.
Maxim De Winter says, nakakabili ng magagandang sapatos pero di ka man makapag-ambag sa bahay? O sige, sabihin na natin, di mo naman responsibilidad yung mga gastusin. Pero dahil fully adult ka na, baka gusto mo nang bumukod.
Mm.
I mean, you're not beholden to pitch in. But you are consuming.
That's true.
So,
it's para, only fair.
Para fair for you, kunyari, feeling mo, eh, ba't ako magbibigay? Konti lang naman ng ano ko. Eh,
pwede go.
Move out.
Exactly.
Have your own space.
Then, sagot you'll be lahat. In control of everything.
Of everything, right?
Totoo, may point naman yan.
And from Anti-Sedulous.
Number 6.
Yung mga hindi nagpunta sa bahay ko during my birthday party. Kasi, other than the fact that medyo dinedman yung birthday ko, nasayang lahat nung hinanda ko.
Oh, that's always so sad.
That
when
is
I see like
so
posts
sad.
On like on X, sometimes they would just go viral na parang nobody came.
One of the most iconic for me that really just like literally it made me cry. Yung nangyari before, I don't know kung maybe the US or somewhere. Nag-birthday party yung anak nila. Bata pa, super bata pa, like preschool or something. And apparently, he wasn't very popular in his school. Tapos parang pinost nila.
Na walang pumunta.
Na like how like may one or two kids showed up in such a big house.
Mm.
Na todo inayos nila with balloons and like, you know, the works. And parang sobrang heartbroken lang yung parents that nobody went. And it immediately went viral. And everyone who was within driving range of the house went.
Yeah.
Tapos pati mga policemen, aww, pati mga firemen. There were fire trucks in front and everybody, like complete strangers joined.
I love that.
And it was the most wonderful, joyous children's party you will ever see.
Pero wala pa rin yung mga classmates.
Maldito itong isa. Ang ganda-ganda na nung save ko eh. Tapos biglang...
You can have all the neighbors in the world, but...
Not the people who count. Your peers.
I'm just kidding!
Oh my God!
I'm just kidding!
Sabi ni John Sinai, Maleficent ka talaga!
Sabi ni Arthur, sad ka pa rin, be? Wala pa rin yung mga classmates. I'm just saying, okay, I'm not being like, maldita. Sabi ni Edricans, Hazel, kudos for saying that, for spilling.
Hazel mama, dapat ganun. Hazel mama.
Pero kasi, I mean, when that kid looks back, medyo, I'm pretty sure if I were, I'm gonna try to put myself in the position of the kid. Mm. Feeling ko, years from now, it's going to be bittersweet pag nakita niya yung like, the, you know, the videos, the photos. Kasi parang, it's of course bittersweet. Kasi masaya na parang, oh, everybody rallied behind me and like, pero obviously out of pity.
So it was a pity party.
Basically, let's call a spade a spade.
It's literally
a pity party. Alam mo yung from feel good, pasama ng pasama.
It was literally
a pity party. Well, it was. I mean, kaya yun na. Feeling ko that kid will look back and think na parang, you know, wala man pumuntang classmate ko. At least yung mga the adults. felt bad enough to attend my party. So it wasn't all for naught. Tsaka nag-viral naman, I guess.
Yeah.
There's that.
Mm-mm. Sabi ni Vin, dapat yung mga ganyang thoughts, iniiwan sa draft. Hindi sinasend. Iniiwan yan sa draft.
O sige iniiwan na, sa sige draft. Na. O di happy birthday.
Ay.
Never mind. Forget what I said. Okay.
Oh, and just a special little greetings lang from Edrickens. Good morning sa friend ko, si Makatina Aguilera, Ichiana Twain, Kiri Clarkson, and Haley Parrot Steinfeld, all rolled into one. Hody A.
Accurate.
Tawang-tawa ako dun sa entry ni MJ.
I cannot. Oo nga, we read it off-air. Grabe, grabe entry.
Sabi ni Vin, oh, the happy birthday.
Hey, that's how you end it. How else do you end it? Ayun, ang sabi ni Maxim, oh, the happy birthday. Masaya na. Okay na.
Say thank you to the stranger.
Ako, I can't help but remember, like, my party back in my, like, elementary days. Tapos si Buesi Joemi, who's, by the way, watching, naalala niya pa na yung first sight niya of the Backstreet Boys, na favorite niya, BSB girly din yan, was during my birthday party. They were at my house.
Hmm?
Tapos parang napalabas sa TV yung BSB. Yeah.
Ako nasa bahay mo yung BSB.
Hindi! Wow! How I wish! Hindi. Pero yung first appearance nila on local TV, we all watched it together in my house. Yeah. During my, I think it was a birthday party. I don't know if it was a regular, just I invited friends over or if it was
okay.
A birthday party. Probably my birthday party.
So and, yeah. Let me see here from Nudes Antonio.
Number 5.
Yung nanlibre ako on my momentous events of my life, like birthday, na-promote, may increase. Tapos nung lumabas tayo para sa birthday mo, hotly po rin to yung.
Lo?
Lo? Weird naman nun. And from El Macchiato, true story, my aunt came home from the UK and brought pasalubong. She gave silverware to my great uncle and aunt, except my lola, kasi she gave her naman something even more special. A decade later, my lola still hasn't forgotten na hindi siya binigyan ng silverware.
Ay, ganun.
Yung even if she actually got something even better, parang feeling lang niya, ang naalala niya yung sila binigyan mo ng silverware.
Ay, ganun.
Pero may mga ganun minsan, ha?
Ooh.
Like, especially when they're a little older, yung nagiging matampuhin.
Yeah.
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 Ano naman yun? Usually, pagpasensyahan yun. Kasi nga.
I guess.
Kasi diba, like, especially pag mga lolo-lola, ganyan. But like, they kind of feel discarded when they're no longer as parang, kunyari, yung binibisita na lang pag special events. Yung meron kang feeling na tinapon nyo na lang ako dito sa isang tabi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Especially those who don't live with their family. So, they kind of feel, they would find offense very easily.
I guess.
Yeah. It's a natural thing. So you gotta be just a little bit more giving when it comes to
giving.
It's giving. From Jay Pilosopo.
Number 4.
My uncle, who's a gambler, womanizer, alcoholic, bad spender, humiliated me about being a non-achiever just because I wasn't earning the amount he earns. Sama naman ang ugali niya. So,
parang the audacity.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, sa kanya pa nang galing.
Yung parang,
ba?
Yeah, you're earning a lot, but look at the rest of your life.
Mm.
Yeah. From Tampupu.
Number 3.
Nagbukas ako ng small restaurant. Tapos pinakain kita ng libre kasi friend kita. Tapos nag-iwan ka pa ng bad review sa page ko. That's ibang level.
Ay, nilibre ka na nga.
Kasi ako, I would be like
grateful.
Yeah, and even if it's really bad,
I just wouldn't say anything.
I would probably not say anything at all. Two, if you're a really good friend, I'd probably put a good review but tell you that the food wasn't very good for your sake.
I mean,
because
yes,
it's a business.
Uh-oh. Pero in public, syempre, medyo i-shield mo na yun.
I would put like a good review, put a 5 stars or something, but say, friend.
Masarap. Oo, baka pwedeng i-tweak
please do
yung
something.
Recipe.
I mean, we're talking about a business here. I think you would appreciate if people were, you know, people who are close to you.
Yeah.
Before pa magkumalat, di ba, na hindi masarap. And the top.
number two. And the two.
That was in the two. Ano nangyari?
Ako sa'yo.
Oh, JP Loso po, number three.
Number two. Number two.
Wala na nga. Ang datap mo na.
And the top entry, number one.
May kulang kang isa.
Oh, antay sa Julius.
May kulang kang isa.
Number seven.
Makakabuhin. 7, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Oh, two pa lang yun eh.
Oh, number eight, Juice Blanc.
Oh, sa'yo. At the top.
Oh, number nine.
Kulang ka. May naskip kang isa. Oh, number two pa lang. Sabi ni J. Carl.
Oh, number ten. Kompleto eh.
Ano, hindi mo binasa?
Hindi ko alam. Lahat nabasa ko.
May isang hinti.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10!
Ay, ano yung kulang? Ewan baka ko. Number 2 pa lang.
Hindi, ayan nga eh. I just read everyone.
What haven't you read?
Hindi ko alam.
Oh, bala ka.
Well, anyway, and the top. comes from Rhyme and Reason.
Rhyme and Reason says...
Kapag paparating ka pa lang, ayaw na kitang makita kasi nakaka-drain kang kausap. In short, ikaw yung Monday ng linggo ko.
Oh my God!
You know how like you try to avoid Mondays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kasi parang...
Paano ka embodiment of Monday? Tao ka, pero Monday ang tingin
ko. Yun ang ano mo, equivalent mo.
How you try to run away from
oh
Monday.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
And there you go.
Tapos yung featured lang sa next batch, yung number two. Okay. Na hindi mo nabasa.
Wala, hindi na kompleto nga.
We're gonna look for that. But anyway, we'll do a quick taste test while we play a song. Only on The Morning Rush, right here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Final batch of the Top 10 for today. But let's have some final greets.
Final shout-out. Shout-out to Bwesi Dwayne. Thank you for our Patio Mar taste test today.
Thank you.
Something straight from SG. It's pulled pork twists.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Hello to Mary Louise Custodio, who wants to greet her cat Bebu. Birthday niya today. And buwasaman birthday ni Bebe Labs. Hello to John Paul, also saying good morning to Ariel, who says, good morning, guys. Catching up on the podcast. Regarding your discussion on siopaw dito sa MY, I found out that people peel off the siopaw skin kasi in the past, they used to spray water using their mouth before steaming. Ew, nowadays people just use water spray. Ew, that
diba
sounds
ako?
Gross.
I take out the
yeah,
skin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Diba, that's what you do. Ang tinatanggal ko lang kasi the paper part.
I take out everything.
Kasi parang masarap yung... Especially the top. I don't know. But now, I don't think I want to eat that. Parang gusto ko na rin balatan. Also, good morning to JP. My friend JP Soriano is locked in. Sabi niya, haha, maldita friend. I don't know who you're talking about. Baka si ano. Baka yung friend namin si Anna. Or yung friend namin si Rina. Or yung friend namin si Nina. Madami kasi kaming friends eh. So, I'm guessing hindi ako yung tinutukoy ni JP. Diba, JP? And I think that's it for greets. Good morning!
So, numberless batch of the top 10. Bad shot ka sa akin. Let's start off with Maxim De Winter. Pag hindi mo na-gets yung instructions ko, after the second time I explain it,
ay, nako.
Maghanap ka na ng kausap mo na iba.
I mean, it's not being impatient. It's just,
and especially when hindi naman ganun ka-complex.
Complicated.
I mean, like, obviously, if you're teaching somebody, I don't know, how to operate a plane. I mean, obviously, even 2, 3, 4, 5 times gets. Kasi hindi siya madali. Pero yung, kunyari, it's something within their scope of tasks. And lalo na pag simpleng instructions lang.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, how much simpler can I make it?
Exactly.
And if you can't get it second time around, will you get it a third time around? Baka
parang,
hindi rin.
Parang I don't want to waste my breath.
Uh-oh.
So, you know what? Just ask someone else for instructions.
True.
At saka ayoko talaga yung hindi maka-follow ng instructions.
Yeah.
Diba pet peeve ko yan?
True. And for Mac MJ, shy type, sabi ko atin-atin lang. Hala, Bakit mo kinuwento sa isang GC mo na wala ako? May screenshot ka pa?
Ah, eh, Marites.
Oo.
Oo.
Ay, delix yung ganyan.
Ako okay lang na Marites ka, pero wag ako yung pag-chismisan. Hmm. You know what I mean? Okay
that's
lang na Marites kung ako yung kachismisan mo.
Pero yun yung ano, yun yung that's the tricky part. Because usually, akala mo, sa'yo lang kinikwento. Ang hindi mo alam, pag iba na yung kaharap
usap
niya, kasama ka na sa kwento.
That's true.
I mean, that really is how it works.
Yeah.
You do know that's how it works. Mm. From Fitz Villafuerte, true story, invited a friend to hang out. He said he wasn't feeling well. Days after, he posted a photo in a bar, searched the tag people, and saw from their posts that it happened on that night you said you were sick and couldn't go out with me. Kasi ikaw, inano mo, like pinost mo days after para hindi obvious. Eh, yung mga kasama mo, pinost
on the day.
Consistently.
Kaya dapat, if may tinataguan ka, you tell everyone na parang,
too late post. Uh-oh.
Wag munang magpo-post kasi people
Totoo.
Can't know.
Totoo. And from Arch Aguilar, bad shot ka sa akin when you don't know how to read the room. You're too caught up with yourself. Yung parang ano, parang ang hirap to deal with people who
aren't self-aware.
Are not self-aware. Tapos alam mo yung lahat uncomfortable na, tapos tuloy-tuloy pa rin. Parang like, you feel like you have to babysit them.
Secondhand shame.
Nakakapagod.
And also, you feel responsible for them if they're your friend.
Yeah.
Kunyari, ikaw yung pinaka-close sa kanya in a room full of people na, alam mo yun, common friends niyo.
At saka, you don't want to have to like, step in all the time. Like, kunyari, may inaasar siya na isa pang friend. Tapos nakikita mo na napipiko na, for real, hindi na yung asara na, haha,
yeah.
I'm angry with you, but more like, seryoso na. Yung parang, kailangan ko pa bang sabihin na, huy, tama na. Diba? Parang, you should be able to gauge that for yourself.
EQ.
EQ. Mm-hmm. Darth Shader says, kung ikaw yung type na always naka-loudspeaker yung phone / tablet in public places, and it's so subjective.
For me talaga, nagugulat ako with how people behave na, yung, for example, on my flight to Boracay, I remember I sat beside this girl na naglabas ng phone and then just started watching something without earphones.
Yeah.
Eh, wala din akong earphones because I left mine also. But I wasn't watching, obviously, or doing anything on my phone. Then nga wala akong earphones. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm just gonna try to sleep or whatever. Tapos siya, yun, nilabas niya yung phone niya, nanood siya. Tapos natutulog na ako when she started it. So obviously, I woke up and I looked at her. Tapos pero nahiya naman siya when I looked at her. Pinatay niya na yung phone niya.
Ayun nga.
Pero yun lang, parang so, just to attempt, nagugulat ako na parang, hello? Diba? Wala kang earphones.
At least, pag ano, like for example, ito rin, when we were in Palau, I don't know where, airplane ba or airport, parang meron akong nakatabi na nanonood ng something or nakikinig ng something. Parang it was at a volume na naririnig ko siya, pero hindi naman siya nakakainis.
Mm.
So pero, it's also weird na parang like, meron lang threshold na acceptable amount na, kasi parang for
pag
me,
may attempt to lower the volume,
at least parang kahit naririnig ko siya, it's
faint.
Not to the point na
it's annoying
na nabibwisit ako. Mm-hmm. So it's a very gray area.
Speaking of nakakabwisit, yung flight ko naman pabalik ng Manila, there was a child that just was so loud the whole time. Tas, imagine that, like the whole way. Oo. Ganun lang ng ganun. Tapos naisip ko tuloy yun nga, yung invention ko na gusto kong ipatent or gusto kong ipa-ano. Para siyang muzzle, tapos hindi, para siyang face mask. Parang face mask, pero for children.
And it muffles all the sound.
Pero it doesn't like, you know, it doesn't give them a hard time naman na hindi masakit, hindi sila mahihirapan with their breathing. Like, they're gonna be fine. They can still speak. It's just that hindi madidinig yung pinagsasabi nila or kung nag-iiyak-iyak sila doon. Parang mamamuffle na nung
actually,
nung
maganda.
Nung
yung
mask.
Parang ano siya. Yung parang from zero to a certain amount of decibel, you will hear what comes out of the mask.
Mm-mm.
But anything above that, ika-cancel niya.
Yes.
So, if they just want to talk to their parents to
it's
say,
fine.
I'm hungry, madidinig ng parent. But the moment they scream,
when they go,
Biglang...
Diba?
So, maririnig mo siya up to a certain volume. So, if they can't... Nagtatantrum mo sila. The parent will just say... Speak in a lower voice and yes. I will be able to hear you.
I mean, imagine.
That would be actually
imagine
brilliant.
Imagine kung may ganun kang product. Feeling ko ang daming parents would probably buy it just because I'm sure naman a lot of them are aware na, you know, obviously hindi natutuwa yung mga kasama mo sa plane or wherever na
true.
Ang ingay-ingay the whole time when people are trying to sleep or whatever. So, I'm sure... G naman silang ilagay yung face mask na yun.
Sabi ni John Sinai, sa episode na to, kitang-kita talaga na super love ni Hazel ang mga
kids. Ay, sobra!
Tapos si FK naman, basta talaga anti-kabataan nangunguna
siya. Grabe yung anti-kabataan.
Gusto ko yung anti-kabataan.
Eh, yung isang
grabe
may entry.
Yung anti-kabataan.
Sana lagyan yung mga bata ng microchip that you can switch them on.
Grabe naman.
I'm telling you. Oh, diba? Pareho kami ng ano, pareho kami ng thought process.
Okay.
I love that. Sabi ni Rai, acceptable pag speech level. Yun, same.
Maganda
agree
nga
siya
yun
dun
eh.
Sa,
diba?
Ano.
So, hindi naman siya completely muffled. Kasi nga, mali mo.
Tingnan mo.
Importante na yung sinasabi ng bata. Diba? So, just lower your volume.
Oh, di agree. Si Maxim din. Assist kita dyan sa pagpapalaganap niyan, Hazel. See? I'm telling you. Maraming matutuwa if may mag-invent nun.
Sabi nga ni Vin, from bantay bata to antay bata.
Hindi man ako antay bata.
Tanggalin mo lang yung B.
I'm just saying, pag maingay sila. And then, tsaka para kasi minsan mapapaisip ko din, are they even trying to stop it from
feeling
happening?
Feeling ko kasi kadalasan, they're just so tired.
I know, right?
Like, they've probably been doing it like 24/7.
But so are we, other passengers,
true,
trying
though.
To get some sleep.
And Darth Shaders, that was Darth Shader. Juice Blank says, pag kontra ka ng kontra sa sinasabi ko, tapos, final decision, idea ko rin naman ang isasuggest mo. Yung pag kunyari tayo muna, kunyari, imagine mo, you, me, Marky, we're like,
brainstorming.
Tapos lahat ng sabihin ko,
hindi,
in-nex mo na, hindi maganda yun. Tapos pag nagpe-present na tayo, lahat naman na ipe-present mo, yung mga ninenex
mo
na sinabi ko.
Oh.
Parang ganon, something to that effect. Hanazawa Rui says, bad shot ka sa akin if isa ka sa member ng fandom na nandadaot ng ibang artist. Dahil sa tingin mo, tataas yung popularity ng idols mo kapag dinaot mo yung iba. Yeah, that's not cool.
Dinaot?
No, I mean like, I don't know what that means. But I'm guessing something like you pull them down.
Dinawit?
Daot eh.
I don't think I know.
No, dinawit. Siguro parang when you tear them down.
Okay.
Yung parang when you see another popular artist, parang di ba pwedeng lahat sila popular, di ba?
That's
like, you know
true.
What I mean? Or siguro rin
yung
thinking
about... Daot daw inokry, sabi ni Edric Yance.
Parang ganun.
Okay, thank you.
Farmer Sanchez says, when you claim that you're a dog lover, pero dapat may breed. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
But ang snob.
I mean, gets ko yung merong kang look na nakukitan ka over the others. But you can't... say that you're
napaka-elitist mo naman for a dog lover.
Tapos
na kailangan yung yayamanin breed.
Oo. Oh, they're all adorable.
Oh, absolutely.
Even when they don't have a breed or mixed breed
yes.
or domestic, you know, like a domestic dog. Oh,
yes,
they're all
lovely.
And the eyes, when I see the eyes, it's like...
Alam mo yung friends ko, may mga friends ako na parang may reaction sila whenever I tell them stories of how fond I am of dogs. Yung mga may dog, ang judgy ng friends
parang,
ko. Yung parang meron silang ganun.
Parang meron like, ganun.
Oh, I'm looking at you, Dang, ha? Ikaw, nagre-react kapag nagsusunod ako sa dogs, ha?
Oo.
Bakit may parang pareact na parang...
Oo,
parang
kay Bruce.
Wala.
Di ba kay Bruce?
Brucey, Lucy. Totoo naman. Uy, grabe kayo, guys. Just because I don't own a dog. Just because I'm not a fur parent doesn't mean I don't love them.
Ah, si Brucey Laduca.
Si
Brucey.
Totoo. Huwag niyo ako i-judge. Mabait ako sa dogs. Sa animals.
And Anne Ragasa says, bad shot ka sa akin. Seeing people go from toilet cubicle to the exit. Walang stop over to wash your hands.
Bayan.
Parang gross.
Parang kadiers.
Mm-mm. And the top, bad shot ka sa akin, comes from Adventure.
Adventure says,
yung nag-invite ako ng lunch, tapos nagdala ka ng friends. Tapos, kayo-kayo lang ang nag-usap. Nagmukha tuloy akong guest sa sarili kong meet-up.
That's horrible.
And I'm the one who came up with the idea, hey, we should have lunch.
I would not enjoy that at all.
Right?
I mean, siguro kung magsama ka ng one, pwede ko pang i-tolerate. Na pa, and especially
kasi
if you warn me naman na,
patas ang laban.
Magsasama ako. Ay, oh, kung may ganon, sige, fine. Pero kung like na-outnumber nyo na ako,
parang naging ako pa yung na-OP.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, bakay na lang.
That's kind of weird, actually. That's
so horrible. Oh, sabi ni Jamie, mag-noise cancellation headphones daw. Eh, ba't ako yung mag-a-adjust?
Tsaka, ang nangyayari kasi sa noise cancellation, lahat naka-cancel.
Uh-uh.
Eh, what if I want to hear naman the other stuff, but just not certain sounds?
Mm, exactly.
Okay, so what about us? What's our answer?
Bad shot ka sa akin. Sige. Sabi ni J. Carl, basta RIP sana walang entry.
Wala nga ang nawala.
Ay, nawala.
Wala.
Meron. Kulang ka ng isa.
Ay, siyam na yung binasa ko. I check.
Hindi. May isa ka dyang hindi nabasa.
Meron kang namaling pindot.
Hindi. Chinek ko din eh.
Oh,
perfect.
Pareho tayo nag-check. Ako rin perfect.
Tapos na perfect is ako.
Ay, perfect din ako.
Ayaw ko sa'yo.
Ayaw ko sa'yo. So, perfect mo versus perfect ko.
7654. Oh, ako may evidence kasi you can see kung ano yung mga nag-play.
Oh, hindi. Oh, gusto mo ulitin ka?
Oh, ulitin ka na.
Ah, sorry, ulitin natin yung top 10. Okay, thank you, OD1 ka.
Sabi ni Edrickens,
let's start off with...
Sabi ni Edrickens, alam nyo, a mandatory meeting and plain Jane. Perfect kayo both.
Sabi ni John Zayne, go. Ulitin natin. From the top.
Oh. Sa podcast to magkakatalo.
Oh,
sa palagay ko.
Oh, mag-podcast kayo.
Talagang i-podcast yun. I-check nyo.
I-check
kung sino
nyo.
May sala.
At hanapin nyo kung sino talaga yung palpak.
Ikaw talaga?
Hindi ako. Inisa-isa ko talaga,
ako.
Promise.
Tinignan ko din dito in front of me. Wala. Walang nagdoble or
inisa
walang kumulang.
Inisa-isa ko.
Hindi. Sabi ni Maxim, bakit kami? Totoo din naman. Bakit nila naging trabaho? Oh, anyway.
Eh, kayo interesado eh.
What about us na?
Bad shop ka sa akin.
Ako, if you make me feel a certain way, if I feel slighted, if I feel attacked, basta if you make me feel a certain way, because I would like to think naman na I'm not that petty. I can be petty at times, I admit. But at the same time, I also am pretty cool about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't... Alam mo yun, I don't take it to heart kung biruan. Ganon. Hindi naman ako... I don't think I'm picon. Am I? I am not.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm relatively cool about most things. But there would be things na I wouldn't be cool with. And if madali mo, bad shot ka sa akin. So, be careful also with the things that you say.
Very that. Very that.
Parang pag na-tsempuhan mo na, either nadali mo yung something that I don't particularly find funny na you make fun of, or wala ako
spot.
Sa mood.
Or a source.
Or wala ako sa mood.
Yun. Ako kasi very that. Because you know me, I'm a very patient person. I'm not the kind who's like, who gets angry immediately. So siguro pag naabot mo yung threshold ko, you really must have gone over the line. And usually yan, kayang-kaya ko na to let it pass.
Yes.
Na parang like, oh, okay, strike one.
Oh,
okay,
exactly.
I'm not even like, strike three, you're out. No, like multiple strikes.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
But pag nainis na ako, siguro,
bad shot.
Sobra-sobra na talaga. So, gets.
Also, if...
It takes a lot.
Isa pa sa akin na bad shot ka, if you don't keep your word. If you say one thing na gagawin mo, and if you promise me na you will come through and you don't, bad shot ka sa akin. Kasi,
that's true.
You made that commitment eh. Parang inasahan ko na gagawin mo yon. Tapos hindi mo ginawa. Then, bad shot
then,
ka
yeah.
sa akin.
Yeah,
I also don't like that. May nagtatanong, pagka daw ba nag-book ng temple tour, bad shot? Pag ikaw hindi, never.
Parang, puno na ang salot, dapat ng kalusin. We were just talking about this. Puno na ang salot, dapat ng kalusin.
Wala, di makakalos. Walang kalos-kalos dito. Pakikita ko nga yung charm na binili ko. So cute, no? Ano ba? Bad shot na ba ako?
Pakita mo yung charm, papakita ko yung harm.
Sa akin? Oh, no. Yikes. Hala. Anyway, thank you so much.
Nakakatawa. Ano kung gaano tayo kapeti?
Gana tayo kapeti.
Inando typing ko talaga.
Alin?
May pruweba ako bukas na kumpleto yung binasa.
Hindi talaga. Pakita ko sa iyo yung full log dito. Wala diba, talaga
hindi
skip.
Kasi wala kailangang proof. Kasi kung nandyan, edi nandyan.
Ay, dito talaga.
Oh, edi naman.
Siguro, ang problema, ikaw, binasa mo siguro yung isang entry. Sa, baka dalawang entry yung binasa mo
baka,
sa isang number.
Pero binasa ko. Hindi pero, nawawala.
Pero mali, kasi hindi nasunod.
Oh, pero hindi nawawala. Ang sabi kasi nila, merong isang rusher na umiiyak ngayon sa sulok ng kwarto niya. Kasi hindi ko binasa yung entry niya. Sampu yan, oh. Ah, sampu. Binilang ko. Ano pinagsasasabi niya?
Sige na, sa podcast na magkakaalaman.
Ah.
Walang magpapatalo. Let's go, sabi ni Patrick.
Oh, tampo po. Chronically Online. Oh, Mike Ferrer. Portfolio. Al Macchiato. Pasalubong Silverware. J.P. Losopo, Uncle who's a gambler, womanizer, alcoholic. Juice Blanc, G.O.T., Tampopo, small restaurant, tapos nag-iwan ng bad review. Maxim, nakabili ng magagandang sapatos, tapos hindi makaambag sa bahay. Nudes, yung nandlibre ako ng momentous event, tapos ikaw, hati tayo. Anti-sedulous, hindi tayo nagpunta sa bahay kasi nasa yung mga hinanda ko sa birthday ko. Top rhyme and reason.
Sabi nga ni Rhyme and Reason, basta ako yung top.
Oh, sampo! Sampo! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Parang may five, isa doon doesn't ring a bell. Seven, so baka hindi mo nabasa.
Itong gaslight. Nag-discussion tayo sa bawat isang yun. Biglang may isang hindi
parang
familiar.
Parang may doesn't ring a bell. Pili ko may na-skip ko.
Sabi ni Carlo, this is so petty and nerdy at the same time. Tapos si ODH naman, parang hindi nabasa yung...
Sabi ko sa'yo eh, may parang hindi ka nabasa.
Hindi, lahat yun
swear.
Nabasa.
Okay.
Makinig kayo sa podcast.
Podcast, magkakaalaman. So
sige.
Everybody.
Sige!
Everybody, please listen to the podcast. I know that if you listened live, narinig yun na. Pero iba yung may pruweba ng podcast.
Alam mo kung sino, maka-come up with the definitive account of what happened. Lilibre ni Hazel.
Ay, ba't ako? Lilibre nung may mali, may kulang, okay? Sabi ni Maxim, Kuya Albert, pakibilis ang podcast. But yes, we will be back tomorrow. We will settle this once and for all.
Yes.
Okay, at the start of the show.
Magkakatuusan, magtutuos
tayo. Sige kayo yan.
Magtutuos tayo bukas. Pagkatapos natin magtuos, doon naman maghahalo ang balat
sa tinalupan. Okay.
Puno na ang salop, dapat nang alusin.
We'll be back at 6 o'clock. Happy birthday to Bruno
Mars!
Happy birthday! Mark Sherwin, it's his birthday today.
What,
happy birthday to our very own Mark. Bye!